Internet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln Road is there. Yeah, I see it.
Southwest.
Yeah, Southwest.
Oh, Southwest. Okay,
so
right hand side. Yeah,
yeah,
for this side.
Yeah, there's like three or four buildings, right? That kind of all the
light.
Women that talk about a lot is the journey. I mean, we started in this at a very young age.
Right.
It's like, well, if you love me, you should know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's that? He's out this weekend. He probably went to go fuck with his gay boyfriend or some shit. I don't know. I don't know what he did. Let's see here. Oh, the audio guy, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to mess around with him a little bit.
Video. Jada cheated on him with August what?
Alcina.
And yo, didn't they used to raise this kid together?
Not raise him. But I would say
he was around the family a lot.
Yes, close friend, like even with the kids, cool with the kids and all that.
Because I'm gonna do a full timeline of what led up to all this shit.
Well,
are you well researched on this or no?
Yeah.
Real pro though?
I'm just trying to find a video for Steph.
Oh, gotcha.
But I can't find it.
He's a faggot, bro. He never puts the shit in the description.
Yeah, I don't know how you find it.
I think he never does it, bro.
I think his editor cuts the actual clip and then crops it.
If you look on Instagram, you'll be able to find it.
Nah, I tried.
Got it, man.
He hashtags too. Nope.
Damn.
I don't know how he's on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're still meeting me. Yeah,
yo, can someone find a clip? What clip do we need again?
Her talking to Gwen Palmas about not being satisfied in the bedroom.
Does anyone have the clip of her, Jada, and Gwen Palmas saying she's not satisfied in the bedroom off Instagram? We're trying to not pull it off
YouTube.
Actually, you know what? You don't want the logo to show it, though, right?
I mean, if it's us, if off Instagram, I think we'll be okay.
Me?
Oh, yeah. If you have it, bro, I think we'll be okay.
You found it?
That's it.
I don't know where you found it.
You know, and I mean, if you love me, you should be able to read my mind.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
Yeah,
So, can someone find that for us real quick, please?
Or this is what I could do. I could chop it myself.
You could do that, too. Yeah, you can screen record it and cut it from Steph's shit.
Yeah, I can.
That's why the accountability part really hit for me, because I think you expect your partner to know, especially when it comes to sex. It's like, well, if you love me, you know what I mean? If you love me, you should be able to read my mind.
My perks, and that's what it says.
Oh yeah, that is my pretty
game. So yeah, man, just have to. Mario, when you get a chance, let's do your camera angle. Because we're a minute behind. So like, long story short, like, bro, it's like, if watch my replay, I'm just like, this is bullshit. Like every fucking match, like, yo, Chris, I don't know what's going on, but it's all. I was after you. Michael Myers, I'm sitting there like, okay, where's this nigga?
Turn on. You hear me like flipping out. Fuck this shit. Yeah, what you I'm watching shit down. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is the generators?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I told him I'm checking the minutes. He hooked me up.
I'm raging on fucking everyone's like cracking up.
Hey, yeah,
I'm like,
going
this bullshit. Bro.
Dad is going crazy.
But it's
like when you jump back, like the one time we were playing, you jump back, that's how fucking dead by day like it's
bro.
That's what it is, because every time I play it, it's all afternoon. But then I finally learned it's like Chris, you know, like I got it high because I'm more aggressive in gameplay. So it was this chick with like just blaming and shit. Like, you know, I'm two phases out, phases in out. So long story short, I was running and I hit on a crack. She phased in and I'm like, this is so Chris, you got a high. All right, cool, I hit. She faced around me and she just disappeared. I'm like, oh, that's what it is? Like, I got a little bitch. What are you doing? I'm like, bro.
I gotta buy this game just to hide.
Yeah, I gotta buy this game just to hide. I'm like, I won't do that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like now one, I should play the killer. But you know.
Exactly.
I feel like everybody else fucking when I go to my game team, I'm like, bro, I'm just gonna be like a big problem like if I'm in the virus, the game like that. Bro, I fucking hate Pinhead though. Oh no, I'm sorry, Hellraiser. The guy with the new champ?
The which one?
Hellraiser.
Oh, Hellraiser, yeah, I haven't played him yet.
Nah, well his chains like clings to you. And then you can't run away from me.
I was saying that
down and dirty and it's 26. Down and dirty and it's 26. That's amazing. Oh, it's incredible.
It's
really
hard.
I know. I'm
I
sure.
Mean, the thing that Will and I talk about a lot is the journey. I mean, we started in this at a very young age,
mm-hmm.
You know, 22 years old.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's why the accountability part really hit me.
Down and dirty, it's 26.
You expect
that's
your partner to know.
Oh,
especially
it's
when
incredible.
It comes to
it's
like, well, if you
I
love
know.
Me, you should know.
I'm
I mean,
sure.
The thing that
you know what
I
mean? If you love me,
I mean,
you should be able to
read
my
mind.
Are you saying no?
Oh, my bad, Larry. No.
Trey, I don't know what Trey does, but you know.
Okay.
I said my name, man.
I got you. So,
Marma knows a little bit about that.
We could go now, right? Well, first of all, you have to restart it.
Yeah. Ready to go.
We got about...
Oh, we can go live right now, bro.
Okay. Yeah, a couple music.
And we got the phone lines open.
Music?
Yeah. That's fine.
All right, can everybody put their phones on silent?
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, can you have a seat? And the fly cam, you want on or off?
We could put it on. We could put it on. I'll, while it's, we'll go start live, and then as soon as the intro comes on, I'll set it. I can set it in like 10 seconds.
Everyone, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Will and Jada, man. Y'all been asking for it. Let's break this thing down,
man.
Let's
do it.
Gotta keep it.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. So quick announcements, guys, before we get into the show. We got a good one for you guys tonight, by the way. Did a little bit of research, and we got some stuff to discuss, and we're going to have the phone lines open for you guys a little bit later.
To chime in.
But, yeah, patreon.com/freshfit, guys. Get all the behind-the-scenes content, me kicking out annoying girls, the weekly Zoom calls that we do, a bunch of behind-the-scenes content as far as, like, us answering questions. You know, because we can't give you guys everything on YouTube, bro, because some of our tactics are – how do I say this? Not politically correct. So
and some of our old episodes are not safe for YouTube, so yeah. You don't want to put that on there as well.
Exactly, bro. Y'all know how YouTube is. It's very politically correct, so we have to tread on on thin ice when we're on the platform. So also, guys, we're on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, every single platform you listen to podcasts, we are there. Just make sure you click the anchor link below, and you'll be able to find us there, man, whatever destination you want to go to, whether it's a big platform like Spotify or a smaller one like CastBox, we are there. Check us out. Also, FreshFitPodcastStore.com. Get the merch, guys. You guys got the Ninja Watcher t-shirts, the Fresh Fit regular t-shirts,
hoodies,
the, hoodies, I Feel Like shirts, Who Hurt You. All those shirts are there, guys. They're back in stock. So go ahead and get yourself a shirt while you still can. And also, I was able to like lower the price on the shirts because I was able to get another vendor for the shirt. So check us out over there, guys. Go get a shirt. Won't break the bank and support us. Other than that, guys, also, we're on Fresh Fit Clips. Okay, we got another YouTube channel called Fresh Fit Clips. We release 2 videos per day on there. We premiere it so you guys can go in the chat and, you know, make fun of each other. Or
and y'all love that, man.
Yeah, y'all enjoy that a lot.
Y'all in there.
Talk about how Fresh can barely make a sentence or how Chris comes in this randomly and says sexual things. You guys can make all your jokes there. So check us out on Fresh Fit Clips. That's our Clips channel. If you don't have full time to watch the full-on episodes, check us out over there. Also, guys, Fresh has a vlog channel as well.
Guys, for behind the scenes, man, outside the studio, when we party, get lit, we travel, check out the vlog channel. 50K on the way, let's go.
Yeah, and then also, Chris, you want to tell them about your Twitch channel?
Yes, guys, we're on Twitch on Aaron Poxon. I stream Dead by Daylight, Back for Blood, you know, Horror Games for Halloween. And tonight I'll be doing a post-show and pre-show stream with the ladies, and they have their costumes tonight. So we have about 12 ladies in, so don't miss it, guys.
And then also, can you tell them about girls that want to come on the show?
Yeah, so girls, if you want to come on the show, DM me and Aaron C. Poxon on IG. Make sure your page is not private. And if you're flying in from another state to Miami to our studio and you got a boyfriend or husband, bring him with you because we don't want any issues. Let's get it.
Cool.
You Chris. All right. Why are you wearing a costume, bro?
I know, man. Look, hey. Attack on Titan, man. What's going on, man? AOT.
No, no. I meant your face, bro.
Oh, shit. That's one fresh.
Oh, man, never mind.
It's painful watching these two guys make fun of each other.
I'm just saying.
It takes 5 minutes for a joke to come out because they both stutter.
Oh, no.
I didn't stutter once, nigga.
Anyway.
So, anyway, with that said, all right, any other announcements that we can shamelessly plug?
Yes, Instagram? On IG.
Oh, yeah, guys, we got a new Instagram. It's Fresh and Fit Podcast on Instagram, guys.
Official.
Check us out over there. That's our official Instagram. Everybody else is a thief stealing our stuff. And then Fresh Fit Podcast Girls is our official girl one. Yeah, so check us out on Instagram as well, guys. And then I just got my Instagram back. It's Unplugged Fit. Check me out over there, guys. Give it a quick follow. Help me hit 100K. But anyway, I hate Instagram. But anyway, so today's topic, guys, today we're going to talk about
Will Smith and Jada.
Will Smith and Jada, bro. And
well, before you do.
This is Super Chat real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So as long as you don't refresh it while I'm reading it, Chris. Jason Records, Will needs to throw her away like Hancock. She's selfishly embarrassing him and their kids and is barely working. King Henry VIII was right. Okay. Then we got 115 all the way from Australia, $8. The funniest shit was when Andrew Tate reacted to this drama. Yes, that was a great breakdown. $20, easy. And, guys, he's going to be here in late November, by the way, Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan. Easy, $20. Any way we could get a low-profile F&F polo to wear at work? Something without the exempt word on it, please, and thank you. Hey, bro, if you wear a Fresh and Fit Podcast polo at work, man, you might get fired. They're going to call you in the HR like, you watch that misogynistic podcast.
I know that logo.
I know
actually,
that logo.
We could just put FF on the side, and they won't know what it is.
No, don't polo ask, shirts. Though. Probably.
Yeah, I mean.
Friends and family. You never know.
Phil, $10. I just typed Will and Jada into Google Images and typed in Tupac and Jada. The energy is completely different. Women want a guy to just get it. Yeah. And then we got $5 from Enjoy the Vlog. Thank you. I'm still laughing from Myron roasting Chris Fit at the club.
I will wear the fit again.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you going to wear it tonight for Halloween?
Probably.
That shit was terrible.
Yeah, just my man Chris was stuck in 2005 with that fucking shirt, bro.
Hell yeah. Bring him back.
Those, like, terrible graphics. And then the Rational Male, shout out to Rolo Tomasi. Rolo done told you. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Rolo did a good breakdown as well of this whole debacle.
He did.
Last but not least.
And then Sean Goss, $10 from Canada. Hey, Myron, you talk about financial improvement. Can you bring on Mark Boss, who is good friends with George Gammon? He is very educated. He teaches people how to earn Bitcoins through Visa credit card. Yeah. I mean, we'll do some research and see where he's at and see if we can get him. We got some other people that we're trying to get on the show for you guys as well that are in the financial world. So stay tuned for the heat. So so what we'll do, guys, first is
explain.
We're gonna introduce you guys to who Will and Jada are. Some of you guys aren't really into pop culture like that. Some of you guys are younger. Some of you guys might not even know who Will Smith is,
I mean,
or Jada like that.
Hopefully you watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, if they're young, they're not going to know, bro.
Yeah,
man. That's a 90s show, man.
It's true. It's true.
These guys are with Netflix and streaming, bro. Like, they're WB? They don't even know
well,
about the dance.
I haven't watched it.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my
that's where I got my name from, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince, CEO.
Oh, yeah, because they call you the frog? Niggas be calling you Fresh Frog CEO.
Hey, man. That's all good. That's all good.
Yo, y'all be roasted fresh, bro. That shit is hilarious. I ain't going to lie. When I read the comments, it'd be funny. It gets me mad, but it still makes me laugh, too. Doug McCann, shout out to DSG. Thank you so much. And then Sean Muhammad, $10. Shout out to Daquan Wilshire. Myron, you ran into my fat friend with green hair yesterday. You should have told him to get in the gym just because he can get girls. He thinks he doesn't need to work out. Oh, Sean Muhammad, okay.
Oh, damn.
I ran into one of his people yesterday. I was walking back home, and he said, hey, yo, what up, bro? And we took some pictures and shit like that. Nah, man, thank you so much for the support, bro.
Yeah,
tell your friend to get in the gym, goddammit. I was in a rush. I was going to tell him, you need to work out. But, you know, I was in a rush. Anything else, Chris?
No, we can.
All right, guys, so we're going to introduce you guys. Today's topic, we're going to talk about Jada and Will. So before we get into it, as usual, we're going to pull up the Wikipedia pages for you guys and show you who they are so you guys, you know, are fully informed on the individuals we're discussing. Some of you guys might be young and not be old enough to remember who Will Smith really is. I mean, you know, he came fit. Well, can we pull up the Wikipedia page?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Man, the Will I know, man, was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That shit was fire. That's the Will that I know. This
yeah.
Will, I don't really know what's going on here
yeah.
now. That being said, man, hopefully it works out. But
it's called marriage.
Too long.
All right, man. So can you enlarge on our end, Chris? Because as you know, I'm blind.
Will Smith.
Oh, I didn't know his middle name is Carroll. Okay. Willard Carroll Smith Jr., born September 25th, 1968, is an American actor, rapper, and film producer. He's a terrible rapper, guys, FYI. Spoiler alert. Smith has been nominated for 5 Golden Globe Awards and 2 Academy Awards and has won 4 Grammy Awards. During the late 1980s, he achieved modest fame as a rapper under the name. In 1990, his popularity increased dramatically when he began starring in the NBC television series The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which ran for 6 seasons until 1996. After the series ended, Smith transitioned from television to film and went on to star in numerous blockbuster films, including Independence Day, I remember that, and Men in Black, 1997. He's the only actor to have starred in 8 consecutive films, which grossed over $100 million in the United States box office, 11 consecutive films, which grossed over $150 million internationally, and 8 consecutive films, which open at the number one spot in the U.S. box today. Tally, goddamn!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
In 2013.
I will say this, though. He's one of the hardest working actors I know on Earth, bro. Like, his work ethic is crazy, man. So, outside of the marriage, he's a killer.
Yeah. In 2013, Forbes named Smith the most bankable star in the world. In April 2007, Newsweek called him the most powerful actor in Hollywood. As of 2014, 17 of the 21 films in which he had leading roles have accumulated worldwide gross earnings of over $100 million each, with 5 taking in over $500 million each in global box office receipts. As of 2016, his films have grossed $7.5 billion at the global box office for his roles as boxer Muhammad Ali in Ali 2001, stockbroker Chris Gardner in The Pursuit of Happiness. Smith recovered Academy Award nominations for Best Actor. Guys, that is quite the fucking resume, isn't it?
Yep.
Now, let's contrast that with his wife. Jada Pinkett Smith. So just so you guys know. But, yeah, we know Fresh. Will Smith, you know, became big to me because I used to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in the day, which was a hilarious show. You know, some of you young boys know about it because I think – is it on Netflix right now?
I think it got taken off.
You could catch reruns of it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But back in the 90s, guys, there were a bunch of, like, black sitcoms that were really good. You had The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Family Matters, Sister was okay.
What's
it was kind of
funny. Martin Lawrence?
Martin. It was
yeah,
called
Martin. Family Matters?
I said Family Matters.
Oh. Yeah.
Stupid. And what else?
Bill Cosby was before that, right?
Yeah, Bill Cosby was the 80s, but they were still running The Cosby Show in the 90s.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of good sitcoms back then, man, in the 90s. Okay, so this is Jada Pinkett Smith. Chris, can you move?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jada Corin.
I didn't miss the last name. Jada Shakur.
Good one, Fresh.
What?
is an American actress, screenwriter, producer, talk show host, businesswoman, and occasional singer-songwriter. She is best known for her roles in A Different World, 1991 to 1993. The Nutty Professor, 1996. That movie was trash. The Matrix Reloaded, 2003. The Matrix Revolutions, 2003. Gotham, 2014 and 2016. and Girls Trip 2017. 2018, Pinkett Smith began co-hosting the Facebook Watch talk show, The Red Table Talk, which we're going to talk about that quite a bit tonight, guys, for which she has received a Daytime Emmy Award from 7 nominations. Time magazine named her one of the most 100 most influential people in the world in 2021. Her other notable roles include a guest appearance on the short-lived sitcom True Colors, 1990, Menace to Society, that was a good movie, Set It Off, 1996, Scream 2, Trash, Ali, 2001, Collateral, 2004, the Madagascar films, 2005 to 2012, Hawthorne, Magic Mike, Bad Moms, and Angel Has Fallen, okay? All those movies are unknown. Anyway, Pinkett Smith launched her music career in 2002 when she helped create the heavy metal band Wicked Wisdom, for which she was a singer and songwriter. Along with her husband, Will Smith, she has a production company and has had producing credits in films, documentaries, and television series. She also wrote a children's book, Girls Hold Up This World, which was published in 2004. Since 1997, Pinkett Smith has been married to Will Smith, with whom she has 2 children, son Jaden and daughter Willow. Through their marriage, she is also stepmother to Smith's son from his first marriage, Trey Smith, who I believe is the oldest. I think that nigga's like 30 or some shit like that. But, guys, yeah. So now we know who the two are. They've been together for a long time, guys. And
I think 26 years?
Yeah. Quite a bit of time.
Long.
Now,
that's older than some of y'all in the chat.
Facts. Facts. So there's a show that they mentioned in there, the Red Table Talk, right? And for you guys to understand the full scope of this, we got to go back in time to about a year ago. Can we pull up that Red Table Talk website real quick, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
And, guys, what the Red Table Talk is basically, think of it as like The View or Oprah or like one of these daytime talk shows that, like, you know, stay-at-home moms watch, you know, because that's what daytime television typically appeals to nowadays. Well, in the 90s, it definitely appealed to stay-at-home moms. But how do I say this?
And
lightly?
It promotes a womanist agenda, honestly.
Yeah,
like, just promoting their propaganda. And the funny part is that, like, it's big because a lot of people watch it, a lot of people. So can't even argue with that.
Facts.
It's popular.
So this is the Red Table Talk, guys. And this is the website for it, just so you guys get an idea. It's hosted by Jada. And for some of you guys that don't know, this show pretty much went viral last year, right around, I think, July.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll actually go through the timeline of Will Smith and Jada's marriage, right? And then this will all come full circle for you guys. So can you click that article I had, Chris?
Yeah.
And then we're going to break this bad boy down, and then we're going to put the number for you guys. While Chris pulls it up, guys, can you do me a quick favor and
like the
not
video.
Be a ninja watcher and like the goddamn video?
The channel.
Because who knows, man? We might get canceled for this episode.
Yeah, I want to hear y'all opinions on this. This is crazy, man. Especially
facts.
Last year with August.
Yeah. Whew. And we're going to definitely break that down as well because we got to have the full scope of this so y'all understand what the hell is the magnitude of what's going on here. So, oh, no, go to the timeline and increase it on our side, Chris.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So let's go through the timeline real quick. A timeline of Will and Jada's relationship. 1994, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith meet on the set of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Jada auditioned to play Will's girlfriend in the show. Jada didn't get the part. I'm not surprised because Hillary was way hotter. Get the part. And no. Who's the sister?
I can't remember her name.
His cousin. Forget her name.
Ashley?
I forget.
Damn it.
But all the girls that were Will Smith's girlfriend on the show were actually pretty attractive.
Damn it.
And Will was still married to his first wife, Cherie Zampino. So the two went their separate ways. Cool. Later on, 1994, Will and Cherie separate. Later divorcing the following year, Will and Jada begin seeing each other romantically. The Men in Black star allegedly called his future wife to ask if she was seeing anybody. And when Jada said no, Will replied, cool, you're seeing me now. Very smooth.
Oh, thanks to Nia Long.
What was that?
Nia Long.
Oh, yeah. Nia Long.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then 1997, guys, Will and Jada get married on New Year's Eve in Baltimore following the announcement that the couple was expecting their first child together. Okay, so they had a shotgun wedding. 1998, Jaden Smith is born. October 2000, 2 years after the birth of their first child, their second child, Willow, is born along with their mother, Adrienne Banfield Jones. Jada normally hosts the Red Table Talk with her daughter, Willow. Yes, that is true.
Yo, this is crazy. There's a chronological order of their life. Kind of weird, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're A-list celebs, bro. There's people that literally get paid to study these guys' lives. Like
that's
this.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got August 2011, and this is just to give you guys a perspective of where we're going here. Over a decade later, Will and Jada bat off rumors that Jada was dating co-star and Jennifer Lopez's husband at the time, Mark Anthony. The statement in People magazine, the couple said, although we are reluctant to respond to these types of press reports, the rumors circulating Chris. About our relationships are completely false.
Yep.
Then we go to August 2013. 2 years later, Jada is once again forced to deny rumors about her marriage. This time it's about allegations that her and Will have an open relationship, which largely means they can date other people. Okay, and this is her 9 years ago with a tweet open marriage, let me first say this. There are far more important things to talk about in regards to what is happening in the world than whether I have an open marriage or not. I am addressing this issue because a very important subject has been born from discussions about my statement that may be worthy of addressing. And we don't have to read the full tweet.
Call it deflecting. Call it Illuminati.
Wait, keep going, Chris.
Isn't it weird? August 2013, she mentions open relationship. And who pops up? August Alsina, eventually. Isn't that weird? Illuminati, right?
Oh, shit. Okay, so June 2015, Jada makes an appearance on American talk show Howard Stern to discuss her relationship with her husband. She says, "I'm not the kind of woman that believes that a man's not going to be attracted to other women. It's just not realistic. And just because your man is attracted to another woman doesn't mean he doesn't love you, and it doesn't mean he's going to act on it." Yeah, see, there you go. She kind of understands a little bit here. 2015, both Willow and Jada are set to perform at Wireless Festival in the UK, so Jada flies over to support. This is where she meets August Alsina for the first
time.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is the beginning of the end, my friends. So just 1 month later, Jada and Will.
Hold on. This is very important.
Yeah.
August 2015. Again. Okay. August again.
Yep.
That month is dangerous, bro. Go ahead.
Fresh already has the conspiracy theories ready. All right. Just 1 month later, Jada and Will once again confirm that they're not headed for a breakup. Will takes to Facebook and says to his fans, "I promise you all, if I ever decide to divorce my queen, I swear I'll tell you myself." Jada follows up with a tweet saying, "My king has spoken. LOL." All right. Continuing on. August and Jada attend the BET Awards together in June 2017. So they do that to, you know, kind of kill the rumors, right? Following month, June 2018, Will posts a heartfelt Instagram post on the anniversary of the couple's wedding. The caption read, "20 years ago today, we held hands and walked naively down that aisle. Here's what I've learned since." And then, you know, more white knight shit. Okay, scroll down.
Yep.
Yeah. And then this is them getting married. I think from 1994. Damn, she had short hair back then too. God damn. Anyway, August Alsina comes to the red table with Jada, who introduces him as a dear family friend. The two discuss his personal issues around alcohol and drug addiction. Okay. And then June 2020, this is where shit starts to get crazy. While promoting his new album, August sits down with Angela Lee, American radio show The Breakfast Club's host, and tells her that he gave years of his life to Jada in a relationship that had Will's blessings. Oh, shit. The same day, Jada's reps released a statement calling August's claims absolutely not true. Yeah, that's a fucking media nightmare right there. And then finally, July 2020, Jada Pinkett-Smith, as we know, brings herself and husband to the red table, and the rest is fucking history, guys. So,
but hold on, we've got to share the Wikipedia of August.
Yes. So now, because I wanted you guys to see the timeline, now we're going to introduce August Alsina right now. So you guys are probably wondering, who the fuck is this dude?
Back in the day, he was fire, man.
1992, young guy. He's probably 28 now, right? Or 29. Is an American singer, rapper, and songwriter from New Orleans, Louisiana, formerly signed to Def Jam Records. He released his first mixtape, The Product, in 2012, followed by The Product 2 and his debut extended play, Downtown Life, Under the Gun in 2013, the latter released under the Dreams Radio Killer Records and Def Jam Recordings. Alsina then his debut studio album, Testimony, in 2014, after garnering success from the platinum-selling singles I Love This Shit, featuring Trinidad James, and No Love, featuring Nicki Minaj. The album was followed up by This Thing Called Life in 2015. After leaving Def Jam and a long hiatus, he released the EP Forever in a Day in 2019. In 2020, Alsina released his third album, The Product 3, State of Emergency, along with a five-part documentary series detailing his life experiences, family, and health, supported by a media-publicized entanglement with actress Jada Pinkett. Man, now, for some of you guys that don't know, last year, and a bunch of RP content creators broke this down to include Rolo Tomasi, Andrew Tate, etc. But if I'm going to give you guys a summary of what happened, Jada brought Will on, and they discussed their marital issues in public.
Live.
On the red table.
On air.
Yeah. Was it live?
Yeah.
When they had it?
It was live. Well, not live, but like.
Yeah, it was pre-taped. It was
recorded.
But yeah. But they basically went and discussed, and there was a lot of issues from that. And basically, you know, they talked about their, you know, open relationship rumors and everything else like that. But the biggest thing was Will kind of called her out on her infidelity with August, and to which she responded, "Oh, we had an entanglement." Which
okay, you, question for you though.
Yeah.
Do you think Will has seen other women?
At for sure. 100%.
Okay. So sure. How about this, right? Maybe in her screwed up mind, she
can pull up that exact quote, by the way,
yeah.
Chris, can you pull it and find this somewhere?
She thought
and then we're gonna break down the new thing that went down. Sorry.
If he's doing his thing, it's okay for her to do her thing as well. But August. That being said, that's a friend of the family though.
That's a family friend.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird, bro.
Yeah, I mean the thing that makes it like it's already bad enough that she like cheated. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
For her to cheat with a family friend, a guy that they raised, basically,
remember,
he's a family friend.
It's open though. Remember, it's open on both ends, which is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know why Will would have.
I'm like, bro, how are you letting this happen to yourself, bro?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're that kind of guy, bro. And this is why I tell y'all all the time to like become successful and be the best version of yourself, because like Will doesn't understand his own worth. And I mean, I'm sure he probably understands it in Hollywood when he can negotiate better contracts. Like, hey, nah, motherfuckers, y'all got to pay me this. Look at my accolades. But when it comes to his woman, he doesn't understand his worth because there's no way she doesn't respect him, bro. She just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? With the how she avoids accountability, how she's over here smashing a dude that's like 20 years younger than her, that's a family friend that they actually like. That dude used to come around the house all the time. Like they like pretty much raised that.
And
kid.
They helped him with his addiction too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So. For her to cheat on Will with this dude is unacceptable. And this is why I tell y'all all the time, bro, never accept infidelity from a woman because it's always the worst. It's always like there's an emotional tie. It's premeditated. Like when a woman cheats, it's premeditated murder. If a dude cheats, it's like, manslaughter, collateral damage. It is what it is. I just need to bust a nut. It's not
the
same.
If you take it back, guess what? Now that habit is going to be learned. Say, you know what? I can cheat and get away with it and come back. And it's going to happen again. So
yeah.
It's like, bro, at this point, bro.
Which is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So.
Wild.
So, okay. What's this, Chris? This is, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, from there, you know, as time went on, I got into a different kind of entanglement with August, Pinkett Smith said. And that was a direct quote from her, which is hilarious. Wait, go open it, pull it back up. And then Will Smith responded, what? You can read it, Chris, if you got it.
Let's see.
Chris don't want to read it. Like, nah.
When
Will
Smith pushed his wife to clarify what she meant, Pinkett Smith responded, it was a relationship, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And she was like he pressed her a little bit. She didn't want to.
She didn't want to answer straight.
She didn't want to answer straight up because here's the thing: she doesn't want to take accountability that she fucked up. She always had an excuse for something. Oh, I wasn't emotionally in the right place. Oh, I didn't feel this way. Blah blah blah. And guys, this is what women do, bro. Like real talk. Like when you try to hold them accountable, a lot of the times what they're gonna do is they're gonna try to skirt that accountability, put the blame back on you. Oh, you did this to me. You did that to me. This is why I did it. Blah 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 blah. And they're never gonna tell. Like,
see.
Go ahead. Go, no, go ahead.
No, because see what's happening here? This could be avoided if two things happen. If you understood, well, Will understood one time, look, you know what? I'm into her. She's my girl, but it's just my turn with her, one. And then two, getting married to her, your queen, bro, I go lie, bro. We might touch this later on in the show, but she had an imprint with somebody else.
Yep.
So that's another thing, too. And he knew it, too. He knew it, too.
Yes, with Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac, yeah.
Yep.
So that's wild.
And guys, you got to remember, man, that, like, and this is to like, obviously with Jada, it's, like, the most sensationalized version of it because you guys are seeing it real time in Hollywood. Yeah. But the thing you guys got to understand is that a lot of women think like this.
A lot.
They really think like this. They want the authority of a man, the accountability of a child, and responsibility of no one. You know what I'm saying? That's the world that we live in now. They want to be able to pick and choose when they want to be equal. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm a woman. I'm a lady. Treat me like a lady. But at the same time, Chris, you're blocking the camera.
Block ahead.
Yeah. Big dome.
We do live.
Yeah.
We do live.
So, you know, they want to be able to kind of like get the same authority, right? I'm equal to you like a man. I could do anything a man could do. But then when you give them male responsibilities, you know what I mean? Or give them adult responsibilities, they want to be able to just say, oh, no. I don't want that. I want to pick and choose when I'm like treated as equal. And that's bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? They want equality of outcome, not equality of opportunity. That's what modern day feminism has done. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine how many women are like Jada, but without all the attention.
Yeah.
And it's happening to guys out there all around the world, and they go to work, come home, come home to their wife, but they don't know that their dear friend of the family is corner in bed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, how do you handle that? But first off, with Will Smith and Jada, though, that open shit, they're going to dead that shit, bro. Like, open on both ends? Nah, bro, that's wild, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of man that you are as Will Smith, you can't allow your wife to do stupid shit like that, bro.
Because if that was a regular chick, regular street girl, bro,
yeah,
his rules are the highway.
Yeah.
But he's like allowing Jada to say, you know what? But Jada's a nobody too. He's a big reason that she even was able to get all these opportunities in Hollywood like she did. You know what I'm saying? She got rejected for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
But he loves her, bro.
Yeah.
He loves her. Come on, man.
So obviously they had that red table talk. She skirted accountability, right, with the whole August situation, whatever. That finally came to light. She used a stupid-ass term, entanglement, which is hilarious because a bunch of women started using that term last year.
I even put it in one of my gold digger pranks, entanglement gold digger prank, because it was funny, bro. But, hey, man, Will Smith, bro, I hope you get the help that you need, bro, because, dude, if no one told you this, bro, like, you got to figure this shit out, because what happened was, I guarantee you, he doesn't know the RP. He doesn't know about, you know, how to control relationships or have some type of, like, level of, like, normalcy, because, and this is, like, average. Hey, you meet somebody, you fall in love, you get married, you have kids, that's it. But no one teaches you this stuff unless you're in the RP space.
Yeah. And I mean, there's definitely societal pressures too. Yeah. Like, you know, obviously he's got an image to protect. He has a squeaky clean. I can't even really think of a bad controversy that Will Smith has been in.
Yeah.
I mean, besides this stuff, but it's really his wife that's embarrassing herself, really.
And I guarantee you, bro, he was smashing chicks for a minute, bro.
100%.
Like, in Miami, Vegas, LA, he was smashing hella holes. Yeah. He's like, bro, like you married, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's not okay when your wife does that shit, bro. No. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I said, who did she bang? Who did she choose to cheat on him with? Someone that was extremely close to him. That's why I tell y'all, when women cheat, it's a problem, bro.
Yep.
It's always a problem because it's going to be someone close to you. It's going to be there's going to be something underneath the surface that's like, that's awful.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
She tarnished.
That could destroy you.
Will Smith's perfect image. Like the brand, the name, she tarnished it. And even in the Bible, bro, women destroy kingdoms. And she literally destroyed his image. Literally.
You think she hurt his image?
Yeah, bro.
I think she made him look stupid. I don't think she hurt his image. If anything, people are going to feel sorry.
The Will Smith that you know today is not the Will Smith you know before this whole controversy. Think about it. I'm a fan of Will Smith, right, bro? Do I have the same respect? Not anymore. Like, I just can't because, like, your woman's walking all over you. To me, it's like, bro, like, come on, dog. Like, really?
Okay. I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I think mainstream media, though, is kind of going to take his side.
Yeah.
Jada, like, what the –
stupid.
Okay, so let's talk about recently events, what happened, right? So we thought, you know, it was a year ago. Okay, he made it out. Like, it's not that bad. You know, he's still in Hollywood.
Water under
the
bridge.
You know, water under the bridge, and then this bullshit comes out. Chris, can you pull it up? The video that Fresh sent you?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, so
she came back with a vengeance.
About 2 days ago, she did another red table talk with who again?
Gwen.
Down and dirty in it.
Paolo?
Gwen what?
I don't know. Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. And then why it's hard to maintain a sex life with Will Smith. So can you enlarge on our end, Chris?
Yep.
So we're going to roll this clip for y'all. And
roll the clip.
Yeah. Can you push it back to the beginning, Chris?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there we go.
Look at Will's face.
Down and dirty, and it's 26.
That's amazing.
Oh,
it's incredible.
It's really hard.
I know. I'm
sure.
I
mean,
the thing that Will and I talk about a lot is the journey. I mean, we started in this at a very young age,
mm-hmm.
you know, 22 years old.
It's crazy.
That's why the accountability part really hit for me
because
I think you expect your partner to know. Especially when it comes to sex.
Right.
It's like, well, if you love me, you should know.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you love me,
you should be able to read my mind.
Who the fuck here is a mind reader? Y'all niggas are mind readers? Because I'm not. How are we supposed to know, bro? Like, bruh. Dude, the average guy, bro, will never really know unless they're studying women's nature, understanding like, okay, hey, you know what? In the bedroom, everyone was different. Like, how do you know this shit? You don't know. Like, that's not even...
Bro, but tell me why she has less hair than before. I thought she was bad before, but now she has what?
She's probably losing more follicles than me.
Yeah,
from all the stress.
Bro. Come
so
on,
people wrote
man.
That
less hair than mine.
You know? Yeah, bro. I mean, like Will was just starting to recover from this BS. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. Y'all don't know. Like, 50 Cent was trolling him. When the news broke out originally,
he's doing it again now.
Yeah, he's probably doing it again right now.
Licha Dore mindset, something like that.
What do you say?
His brand is like Licha Dore. Y'all help me in the chat. I can't remember what it is. Licha something, whatever. He puts hashtag after every diss he does to Will Smith. It's
oh
funny.
Damn.
Yeah,
it's bro. It's just not a good look, man. So like he's just starting to get his image back, right? You know, recovering from that embarrassing red table talk. And here's the thing. I get it. Will Smith. Very smart guy. You know, they smoothed it over. They tried their best. Oh,
we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life. And then they punch each other, with, like they do the pound like they did in the movie Bad Boys.
Yeah.
But, bro, there's no way you're polishing up a turd. This is a really bad situation, and the lack of respect for Will Smith from his wife at this point is intolerable. You know, I think he should get rid of her. I think he should move on. He's the prize. She's not the prize. I mean, she's in her fucking, what, she's 50 now? In her late 40s, 50s?
Damn.
She's, what was that?
No, I was like, goddamn.
Yeah, she's old, bro. Like, mm-hmm. She's old as hell. Like, Will still, pause, still looks young. This dude hasn't aged a bit. You know what I'm saying? He could still get beautiful young women, mm-hmm. And he's going to get a girl that respects him. Guys, y'all read his, and I wanted to read his resume for you guys so you know what caliber of man this is. This is an A-list celebrity. This is a guy that's
high,
internationally fucking known.
Considered high value.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you got this woman running around here embarrassing you or whatever it is, trying like, oh, I wasn't sexist.
Bro.
It's like, yo, no, stupid. Shut the fuck up. Keep your mouth closed. Do not embarrass your husband, okay? He built that name on decades of hard work. You kind of came in and assisted, cool. But for you to go in there and embarrass him and throw his, you know, and drag his name through the mud and talk about his sexual inadequacies on live on air for everyone to see, like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is the ridiculous. And here's the thing why I tell y'all, so many Western women are not worth the relationship. When I tell y'all you need to have a girl, right, and you need to be able to train her and make her a better girlfriend, you need to train her from bullshit like this, okay? We live in a world now where women run around, they shame their boyfriends, they shame their husbands, they clown them maybe for financial inadequacies or bad dick game or whatever the fuck it is. They bring the man's issues out to public while they're in a relationship or sometimes even after the relationship. And there's a bunch of other bad habits that Western women have, but this tends to be a huge one where there's just a general lack of respect for men in the West. And guys, this guy is a top-tier dude, and his girl isn't even respecting him, and they've been married for almost three decades.
So imagine a regular dude.
Imagine a regular dude. You know what I'm saying?
You got no hope, nigga.
It's tough. And this is why I tell y'all, you need to train your girl and make her the best version of herself, and you need to deprogram her from bullshit like this, because a lot of girls agree. You go, Jada. Yes. Yes.
Queen.
Let them know. Bring all that private stuff to light. Yes. Yes. No.
Stupid.
And this is why a lot of you fucking modern day hoes are single, because you guys don't understand the importance of a man's reputation. You understand? Especially someone that's making money, someone that is highly successful. Like, image matters, guys. Image matters. It really does. Especially for someone like Will Smith that's squeaky clean. You know, this isn't fucking Dennis Rodman, where this can kind of like, you know, Dennis Rodman went through it. It is what it is. He's controversial anyway. No big deal. This is Will Smith we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Squeaky clean image. I can't think of a scandal with
him. And he gave you two kids, bro.
Two kids.
He's set for life. You got one. All right, cool. You got two? What are you worried about?
He has no other kids with anybody else.
You know what's the worst part about this, right? She violated him twice. But let me explain. So, no homo. Pause. August Alsina has a pretty he's heavily endowed, right? There's pictures online, videos, whatever. Girls talk about it all the time online, right? That being said, think about it, right? Who was she smashing?
No homo.
Who was she smashing?
Pause.
August Alsina.
Yeah.
And it comes out later and says, oh, he's not as good in the bedroom as he should be. He should just know. Like, I mean, you're literally throwing shots at the man, Loki, because now people know online, yo, August Alsina, killer in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Heavily in doubt. Will Smith? We don't know, but it's like, bro, like, you're throwing shots at the man consistently, and then the worst part is that, like, he literally, bro, provided for the family, created a legacy, and I'm tarnishing it, like, adding in these, like, little shots. Nah, bro, like, I mean, mind you, she wanted to correct it as well, but I think she put a tweet out trying to correct it, or a statement. I'm like,
yeah, something like, oh, there was never anything wrong with me and Will in the bedroom. She tried to, like, kind of backtrack it or whatever.
Then
her publicist probably told her, hey, bitch, you're talking too much. What are you doing? Like,
See, that's the problem with a lot of platforms, even us, bro. You get confident, you get comfortable, and you say some things that, like, might just come out. But for you, you're going to say it's about your family. So you got to protect that whole establishment, because that's legacy right there. But I don't know.
Yeah, man. And here's the thing, bro. I side with Will on this 100%. Like, this is just unacceptable shit. But this is a clown world that we live in, bro, where women can run around and do this shit to you and embarrass you and make you look dumb and really not suffer any consequences for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. And this is why – okay, I'm going to get hit with the –
Misogyny.
But this is why, since they've always said women are to be seen and not be heard, because they say stupid shit like this, bro. Like they say stuff like this that can literally tarnish a man's legacy, his reputation, whatever it is. Now, is he going to lose acting roles for this? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to still be able to maneuver in Hollywood and anything. If anything, she's making her – what she's really doing is embarrassing herself. But it's still not a good look, bro. Like, it's really not a good look, because other men now are going to roast him. They're not going to respect him the same. They're going to look at him as like a beta. You know what I'm saying? It's like bro, what – this whole situation just has me like, fucking, what the hell's going on, dude? Like, what the hell is going on? And the thing that scares me is that she did it twice, and it's completely socially acceptable. There's no backlash. There's no issues. It's all hunky-dory. Let's reverse the fucking roles, though. Hey, Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't suck my dick anymore. This bitch is useless. Oh, man, you know what? I fucked her sister. Man, yeah, this is, man, I just want to get satisfied, whatever. You know what's going to happen to that?
Canceled. Canceled. Yo, he's canceled, bro.
Done.
Canceled.
Finito.
Anyway,
you know
done.
What I'm saying? That nigga is cooked, all right? Stick a fork in it. Done. If
over.
He said anything to the same level that Jada said about him, about her sexual inadequacies or her inability to satisfy him or whatever, he'd be fucking done, bro. He'd be done. And that's the crazy thing is that – and here, we've talked about it on the podcast. Y'all see it all the time. We bring girls on, what, every night? And I say, yo, if a girl doesn't fuck you or she doesn't give you what she wants, she's useless. Kick her to the curb. Oh, my God. That's fucked up.
Misogyny.
Misogyny, right? You get hit with the...
Misogyny.
And then you get hit with the...
How dare you.
But when a woman runs around and says, oh, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, blah, blah, blah. No, you're worth, girl. Go for it. But if a man has standards, oh, that's discrimination. But when a woman has standards, it's preferences. And this is the clown world that we live in, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Men can't hold women accountable anymore. And this is why Jada's running around saying dumb shit like, oh, I just got into an entanglement. I accidentally, you know, sat on August's dick or sucked him off. Like, this wasn't my fault. It slipped. You know what I'm saying? And we got people out here literally supporting Jada. Like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you go.
Jason,
blah, blah, blah.
Your mind.
Like, it's fucking crazy, bro. It's crazy.
So I have a theory, right? Actually, this is Supercats first, and I'll give my theory.
All right. Let's see here. And thank you guys for the donations, man.
Thanks,
Super
guys.
Chats rolling in here. Awestrike, $10. Now we have to explain to these tykes who Will Smith is. Time to order my coffin. Darian Saint, $2. Will is the first rapper to win a Grammy. Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. He did make history for that. $2, Darian Saint, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is an HBO Max.
There
okay.
You go.
It's on HBO.
JBX, $10. You guys' work ethic is inspiring. The success you guys have had this year alone shows what can happen when you put in the work and commit yourself. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you,
bro.
Man. Bojangle, to further show how little respect she has of Will, she always publicly talks about how much she still is in love with Tupac. $5, Bojangle. Yes, guys. For some of you guys that don't know, Jada did have a little bit of a fling with Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. Amaro Shakur.
Tupac imprinted her so much, bro, that even to this day, the nigga is dead. She still wishes he was alive.
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't glad to you. I tell you that. I will not even wife up because, bro, she still loves that nigga.
Yeah.
Dead or not. So, Will, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like,
she probably has a dildo named Tupac.
Bro, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, he died in 96, guys.
Yo, side note, niggas, if a girl has an imprint and you know she has an imprint, bro, run for the hills, bro. Run. Because you can never satisfy her, but you just can't. Her ex-boyfriend is always going to be in her head. If he ever comes back, yo, I miss you. What's she going to do? Oh, I got to go girlfriend out with the girls tonight. I'll see you later, babe. She going to him. Like, it's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. So
that's why we just hit it and
it's just your turn.
So $5 from Sean Muhammad. Worst thing a woman can do is embarrass their man. Facts. I've been through a similar situation when I was a kingpin simp. Yeah, bro.
Happens to all of us.
No longer a ninja watcher from Afro Luffy. Thank you so much. You guys
Luffy.
Like the goddamn video, bro.
Shout out to One Piece.
Oh, Luffy. Okay. Y'all are forgetting about Will Smith's side dip. Google Haiti de la Rosa.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Don't matter, bro.
Don't
like,
matter, bro.
Yo, when a woman deals with a certain caliber of man, she's going to have to accept what comes with that.
Yeah.
He's going to probably fuck other bitches. Did y'all not just listen to Will Smith's resume?
Yep.
He can fuck any girl he wants, bro.
Literally.
Jada has to accept that. And if she doesn't want to accept that, that's fine. But you know what?
She belongs to the streets.
And to the streets you shall return, okay? Because when you're that caliber of man, you don't sit there and compromise with bitches. I'm going to say that one more fucking time. When you're that level of man, you don't sit there and compromise with bitches, ever, okay? My way or the highway. And guess what's going to happen when you do shit like that? When you don't compromise with women, they know off default, I can't disrespect this man. You think if Will had a no bullshit a no bullshit policy, no low, zero tolerance policy, Jada will be running around a red tabletop talking about entanglement and those other stupid shit?
Nope.
Hell no. She would have the fear of God in her that this nigga's going to leave me at any moment. I always tell you guys, listen to the song by Future. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. That's how your girlfriend needs to live her life. She should always be walking on eggshells. She should always be uncomfortable. She should always seem like, damn, is he talking to other girls, whatever? I don't give a fuck. She, in her mind, she needs to know, damn, this dude could replace me at any time. Guys, you have to maintain the leverage in a relationship with a woman. If you don't, it's going to be an L at some point. She can never get comfortable, okay?
Yeah.
Women are like cats, all right? If you throw a fucking ball of yarn at a cat and then you slowly drag that ball of yarn, what's the cat going to do? Keep playing with it, right? You're going to keep chasing the ball of yarn, keep playing with it. But as soon as you leave that ball of yarn stagnant, what happens? They play with it a little bit. Oh, it's not moving anymore. And then it goes on to play with something else that catches their attention. That's how women are. They need to constantly know that they have the best male that they can get, right? For them to realize, for you to fulfill her hypergamous needs, she needs to constantly see and know that other women want you. This is a dark little secret that women are never going to tell you. Deep down, they want you to be able to cheat and fuck other girls, but you pick her. And here's the thing. If you go and fuck other girls, who cares? Go ahead and do it if you're a successful guy. I'm not going to tell you I'll sit here and be monogamous to these chicks. Because if you work yourself to a certain point, you should be able to fuck as many hoes as you want. But the point is that you always have to maintain the leverage in a relationship, and you maintain the leverage in a relationship by keeping your value high and letting her know she's replaceable at any time, guys. That is how you get women in check. Women get in line when they know you have other women in line. And Will Smith did not fucking do that here. I can tell. This red table talk from last year, this was years and decades of disrespect that led to this shit. You know what I'm saying? There's been issues behind where she probably disrespected him openly or whatever it is. It's just that we're now starting to see it in 2020 and then now again. But this has been going – you best believe this has been happening for a while. You know what I'm saying? So when a girl disrespects you guys, you got to let her know right there and then. Bitch, don't do that. Like, no, this is not how this is going to go. And of course, you don't raise your hand or to her. You don't scream, nothing. You just let her know, I will fucking leave you. And that's a woman's kryptonite, guys. They want security. They want to be able to have you to themselves. Or they want to have a boyfriend. Like, deep down, no girl wants to
keep alone to the street
and run around from dick to dick and fuck different guys, whatever. They might be able to do that for a month, a year, maybe 2 years. But no girl can stay on the carousel forever. They can't fucking do it, bro.
Yeah.
That's why girls can't sports fuck the same way guys do. So they always want that security to some degree. You want that security? Cool. It's going to be on my fucking terms, though. That's how you guys got to deal with women, bro. They need to always be afraid that you're willing to leave. But when you sit there and you're like, oh, no, it's okay, baby. I ain't going nowhere. Oh, no, no. She starts to get comfortable. Then what happens? The disrespect happens. And this is what you guys are seeing, the culmination of decades of disrespect.
It's almost like you got to use confusion as a Pokemon to your girl, because you can't have her, like, calm and normal state. She has to be confused. So let me explain. In this case, right, if you were to check, let's say she's your girlfriend, your wife, right, and she knows for a fact that you're not going nowhere, you're only talking to her, there's no other girls, she got you. Because at this point now, if anything happens, you know, relationship, she does whatever. Oh, babe, I'm sorry. Da-da. She knows that you're not going nowhere. So, as Myron mentioned, here's a little trick, right? You may from time to time have to make her assume you're seeing other people, or just be a real player and always be fishing. Because if you're always fishing, then if she acts up a fool, does whatever, all right, bet, cool. You're on ice. I'm going to go over here. And she's going to feel it, because now she knows, oh, shit. Where's my hubby? Where's my boyfriend? He's not here. Where is he? I'm with another chick. And look, if you act right, I'm going to stay right. That being said, though, if you're always fishing, you have the bonus mindset, you're never worried. But if you have one girl, bro, you only got one chick, damn, she cheated on me, but you know what? I love her. This is all I have left. What? Nigga, you need a bonus mindset, because if you don't have that, bro, she got you, literally. So
never allow a woman the privilege of thinking she's your only source of sexual access, bro. I'm telling you. That's when she's going to start withholding sex from you. That's when she's going to start disrespecting you. That's when she's going to start acting up and all this other shit. She needs to always be walking on eggshells and think, damn, this dude could replace me at any time. And I know that sounds awful to say it like that, guys, but best believe that's when she's going to be at her happiest, because she's going to know, I got the best guy to me.
Yep.
He's taking me serious. Yeah, he might fuck these other girls, but he loves me. Yeah, he might fuck, get his dick sucked by these other girls, but he loves me. That's what they want.
And this is why bad boys and assholes get the return pussy, because guess what? If I don't get this guy what he wants, he's going to find it somewhere else. So you need to do the same thing for yourself, bro. Real talk.
Don't pedestalize women, bro.
Yep.
They don't know how to act.
When you pedestalize a woman, they're not used to that. They're not built to lead. They're not built to be pedestalized. They're not built to be in any type of position of fucking authority. Go ahead, hit me with the fucking...
misogyny.
Okay, name one matriarchy that stood at the test of time.
Wait, Amazonia.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
So, yeah, Zena. No, there's none. So when you pedestalize a woman, you're going to take a L every fucking time, guys. All right? Women are not designed to be pedestalized. They don't know how to act when they're pedestalized. And if you do pedestalize them, they do stupid shit like this, like get on the internet, on main TV, and say, oh, I'm a sexually satisfied for my husband, da-da-da-da-da. You fucking stupid bitch. Like, what the fuck? I'm mad for Will. You know what I'm saying? This
man,
is embarrassing.
He should have been Bad Boys for real in real life.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, bro.
That nigga should have hit that bitch with the fucking Leonidas. This is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, bitch. Bong.
He said CEO.
Yeah, I was going to say CEO. Nah, you know what he should have done? Yeah. Nigga should have gave her the
Bad
Uncle
Boys
Phil.
For life?
No, he should have gave her the
oh.
Uncle Phil. Throw her out the fucking house.
Jeffy Jeff.
That, yeah,
Jeff.
That nigga should have given
Jeffy
her the Jazzy Jeff, bro. Just throw that. Throw
Yo,
that.
Uncle like.
You know what I'm saying?
Fresh Prince of Will Smith back in the day was a player, bro. He had girlfriend after girlfriend, girl after girl. And that was the Will Smith that I knew that I grew up loving. But I don't know. This Will Smith, bro? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
$10, zero fallout. I think he knows, but she knows where all the bodies are buried. Unfortunately, Hollywood and corporate America needs you to be married to get ahead. I think it's cheaper to keep her situation.
I will say this. In Hollywood and in certain corporate settings, being married is a plus. Because most of you are
it
married,
is.
And they kind of look at it as equal. You know what? You're one of us. You're married. You go through the same stress, we can fuck with you.
Here's the thing. Will is trying to make this shit, like, work.
Yeah.
Because to get the most money, you got to be married. That's true. Look at YouTube channels that are family YouTube channels. They make the
Yo,
most money.
Those niggas made the most money on YouTube I've ever seen, bro.
Highest CPM.
Yo,
all that.
A month, like $1 million, bro. Who does that?
Yep. Blue Pill Unplugged. Then also, I guess we can open up the phone lines now, right?
Yeah, we can.
It's open.
Okay, guys. Number is 615. What is it again? No. 515-605-9740. I got it memorized. Yeah. 515-605-9740. Okay, guys, that's the number to call into the show. There's 4,000 plus of you guys in here. So shout out to all my ninjas in here. Guys, please do us a quick favor and like the video. Okay, so I'll read these super chats. So the way we're going to do it, guys, is super chats take first priority.
Yeah.
And then phone lines. And then if you want to get to the top of the phone line, go ahead and put a super chat with the last four digits of your phone number. Chris is going to find you and put you on.
Yeah.
So we'll read the rest of these chats and we'll hit the phone lines. Her treating him like her bitch in public is going to push him to the point where he has to kick her to the curb due to impacting his career. Bro, we're already there, my friend. D'Angelo Bonflo, $5. Will Smith don't even know his own damn name. It's crazy how we put those celebrities on a pedestal. Meanwhile, they don't even value themselves as much. Very true, bro. He doesn't value himself in the relationship enough. $10, Pablo. Will Smith needs to re-watch his own movie, Hitch. $2, 3 miles. There were rumors he was happy. Maybe this open relationship. Okay. $5 from Raz. Fresh, use your networking skills and bring Will Smith on the show so you guys can set him straight. Nah, that ain't happening again. He's an A-list celeb. He ain't going to come on a platform like ours. We're out here saying shit like
misogyny.
$10.
Hold
stream,
on. I will say this.
Go ahead.
Maybe in the future I could pull something off, but right now, no.
We're not politically correct enough, Will. His publicist would never allow it.
I can get it done.
This guy.
Remember,
okay.
It's our relationship, not platforms.
Okay. All right. If you guys see that, then that's going to be crazy. Bending the knee under the government and church in order to get married is an L. The free agent lifestyle is worth that. Shout out to Fresh Fit and the Coach Gang. Yeah, shout out to Coach
Gang
Adams,
in the building.
$5 Splash Media. Crazy world where you can admit you're adulterous and get a pat on the back for it. Fucking crazy. Facts. Like, people were coming to her defense like, oh, it's okay, baby girl. $20. Adam Kostenik. Thanks for the content, guys. Been married 15 years now and out the dating world for a while. Like to know what's out there today to get my daughter and son ready for that part of life.
Ooh.
Daughter, you're going to have to protect her. Son, you're going to have to teach him. Sean Muhammad, $5. Tupac has that imprint on her. Yep,
back,
for sure.
Bro.
$10, Cent Nation. Will Smith needs to find the RP ASAP. By the way, you guys probably heard about Jin Kid, New Tragic. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Okay. Michael Weston, $10. I sent the study to the FNF Insta and ACP's Insta DMs about a study just published by American Journal of Med show women will die single from broken heart syndrome and won't let me post study on here. I think Better Bachelor talked about that.
Crazy.
Yeah, that women are dying from this thing, broken heart syndrome. And then we got $5, Sean Robin. We as men have to take accountability. Also, we have all been compliant to these females far too long. Yeah, bro. I mean, I'm telling y'all, like, this is the world that we live in, bro. That's why if you deal with a Western girl, you're going to have to get these bad habits out of her, bro. Yeah. Modern day women think it's okay to go out and dress like a hoe, go to the club, drink alcohol, do drugs, casually have a 10 guys in the friend zone, you know, act like she's single while coming home to you smelling like liquor and fucking cigarettes, and it's okay. That's not fucking okay, bro.
And
but that's the world we live in now.
And the only way she's going to respect you is if you're high value enough for her to say, you know what, damn,
yeah,
it's worth the change. I mean, adapt, because guess what? If you're a regular dude just doing what you do and you want her to change for you, she might for a little bit, but not long term.
It used to be you can be a regular guy, right, average man, be able to get a wife, right, go to work every day. She stays home with your children, and, you know, like she was a good dutiful wife. Those days are done now, guys.
Yep.
For a woman, for you to be able to get a woman to follow her traditional roles, you have to be amazing. You have to be way above average to get girls to comply nowadays.
Bro, I thought I had just complained before. Now, bro, it's like, yo, like, they're doing the worst, bro. Like, I can say, yo, suck my toes, nigga. I think I'll suck my toes. Goddamn. Shit's wild, bro.
Okay. all right. Any more chats?
New post.
I'd rather hang with Jada respectfully.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I'd rather hang with Jada hashtag respectfully. Will Smith need to start hanging with Future, bruh. Man.
Wow.
Yeah. Because even Future know that he's broken his ass, bro.
Yo, Will, I got your back, bro.
Okay, so we got $5 from Boss Moves. Will needs to sit needs to, I think he means, Will needs to do a sit down with Future. I think that's what he means.
Yeah.
Please pull up Future's IDG story. Okay, got you. And then Son Goku. Will just doesn't want his kids to grow up in a broken family like he did. That's why he doesn't want to get a divorce. Bruh, I mean, I would have got rid of her, bro. Like, this is starting to get ridiculous. He needs to do it to protect his name at this point,
yeah,
you know? Okay, and then we got
phone lines.
Yeah, Philip W. Her, $20. The sisterhood is strong in the West. Do you think society keeps men separated and at each other's throats on purpose? I think so.
Facts, bro.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's an agenda.
100%, bro. Like we live in a, guys, we live in a believe all women society. Like, believe it or not, even guys that claim to be, oh, I'm RP aware and I need evidence, blah blah blah. What happened 2 months ago? Dumb bitches come out with bullshit allegations. What'd y'all niggas do? You believe them.
Yep.
I had to come out with recorded fucking phone calls, text messages, 5-hour show to clear my name because you motherfuckers want to believe these dumb hoes that were clearly lying and withholding information to make themselves look like victims. Then I came with the information. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm going to have a miscarriage. Oh, it's your fault. Nah, bro. Fuck out of here. You going to try to ruin my name? I got all the receipts. I don't want to have to bring them out, but that's the world we live in. And I don't want to use – and I'm just a regular YouTube nigga. Can you imagine like a celeb or a regular guy doing this bullshit?
Bro.
Like, guys, it goes at all levels. Whether you're an A-list celeb, a YouTuber, or a regular guy, they believe women first, guys. If I did not have all that evidence to protect myself, y'all would have really believed these dumb hoes, guys on the internet. Oh, I'm an RP consecrator, whatever. What'd they do? They believe them.
Bro, I was in the car yesterday with somebody's manager, right? A very popular rapper. I won't say who, right? He was telling me that, like, you know, he grew up with the rapper when he was a kid, raised him, helped him, you know, with his career. I mean, who he is today, right? Multi-million-dollar successful rapper. That being said, one girl met him, they were dating, and she told the news, everybody, that he pistol whipped her. Now, mind you, right, the same manager was like, damn, bro, like, how you can do this to this girl? I raised you to be, you know, to do things the right way. And basically what happened was is that, like, yo, he believed, so the manager believed the rapper over the girl over the rapper. And it's like, you raised the kid from young, helped him with his career, how you can believe a woman that just came in the picture over your boy? It's like, yo, don't believe a woman. Bros over hoes, nigga. Like, what are you doing?
And the thing is that...
And because of that, they fell out. And luckily now, because things are going better, they've got them together. But like, he's like, bro, why are you going to trust these hoes over your mans? Like, bro, it should be men first. Like, come on, dude. Like, who else is going to defend us? Nobody else.
Nobody. And this is the thing, too, man, is that we live in a very... we live in a believe-all-women society. And then on top of that, let's be honest here. You know, if a girl comes to you crying, like, oh, my God, this happened to me, you're going to be prone to believe her because men are designed to protect women. It's a biological urge for you to believe and want to protect them. But, guys, I'm going to have to give you guys the cold, hard truth. Women use that to their benefit all the fucking time.
Oh, add it to that.
Victim role.
She then recanted her statement saying, oh, he didn't do it. So it was lied the whole time. That was his career, lost $700K. It's like, bro, women will fuck shit up, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, guys, they'll lie. You look at Will Smith. He's going through right now with this chick because they're over here, like, you know, because women feel comfortable, right, lying and or saying ridiculous shit because they know they're going to get believed.
Yep.
Guys, literally, 2 months ago, y'all saw it with your own two eyes, the accusations that came at us, and we had to go on a five-hour stream and debunk all of it with hard evidence. This is where we live in, man. Believe all women. Even these guys that claim to be, oh, I'm RP aware, whatever, they came with the pitchforks believing them until I came with the receipts. So, again, I mean, we love you guys that are sticking with us. All 4,400 of you guys in here, please like the video. And, you know, y'all rock with us and y'all hurt our side. It's scary that this is the world that we're in.
This could literally save your life, guys. Real talk. Like,
keep receipts, guys.
Understand that, like, your life is in jeopardy every time you deal with women. That being said, if you don't know the knowledge to protect yourself, you can't defend yourself. So luckily you can learn from us, other creators on the platform, and protect yourself, because right now, guys, there's a war going on. And if you're not ready for this war, I'm telling you, you're going to get destroyed, bro. Real talk.
Yeah, guys, learn from our mistakes, bro. Yeah. Like, I thank God that I had all that stuff, guys.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that I had to go to that extent to clear my name, where they just believed at my face value, and they didn't bring nearly as much evidence.
When Myron brought it up, I was like, bro, we got your back, bro. Like, whatever she says is whatever. Chris, too. So it's like, yo, we bros before hoes. Other niggas, oh, you did that? Oh, I'm going to unsubscribe. Nigga, it's just retarded, bro.
Stay over there.
Stay over there, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, three more, then we'll hit the phone lines. Don't know who's worse, Gabriel Union, Ununion, or Jada. Will looks stressed, and D-Wade looks like he hasn't slept in years. Marriage won't stop at 304. Facts.
Bro, I ain't never getting married again, bro.
And they're tolerating it, bro, because mainstream society says you should let your woman do whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah.
If you tell a girl no, it's considered a travesty or an issue. You know what I'm saying? For you to, like, hold your girl accountable, like, nah, don't fucking do that shit. Damn. Oh, you're controlling, blah, blah, blah. No. Like, you can't let them sit here and tarnish your name like D-Wade and Smith. Will, it's true. They do be looking stressed as hell, bro. $10. Dark Knight. I've lost a lot of respect for Will Smith since the entanglement. This is just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah. Anybody that loves Will Smith, bro, actually would, because that Will Smith that you know was before this whole...
Well, here's the thing. Y'all got to remember, bro. He has a squeaky clean image. He can't go on air and be like, fucking Jada, you dumb hoe. He can't do that.
You're right. He can't.
And then
the kids, too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's got to play it clean. And it sucks because I know his hands are tied.
Yeah.
He can't go out there and say certain things. Like, he could barely even clear his own name. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went on an interview and talked about, hey, it's not my obligation to keep her happy, but at the same time, it's not her obligation to keep me happy. He always has to, like, if he says something, he has to kind of, like, bring it back a little bit. He can't go all the way with his chest like, nah, she's a dumb bitch. He can't.
Yeah.
He can't. That's the problem when you're an A-list celebrity. You can't say what you want. Thank God, our platform, right, we're not politically correct. This is how it is. What you guys see on these cameras is us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no fucking cap here. This is how we are. So we're able to, you know, say and do what we want, and it's authentic. But, guys, when you're an A-list celebrity, when you're a guy that makes that kind of money, or you're an international star,
and we've
your hands are tied, bro.
We've coached some celebrities behind the scenes, and it's like, bro, like, the shit that they want to do, they just can't, bro. They just can't.
Why? Think about it. If they were so clean and everything else like that, why did they make these chicks sign NDAs? Come on, man. Dark Knight, $10. I've lost a lot. Oh, no, read that one. And then $5. Edgar Renova. Shout out Fresh and Fit. What do you guys think about guys that sing, you think they can pull girls? Absolutely.
Hell yeah,
they can.
Bro.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, if you could sing, that's a superpower.
R&B niggas like Trey Songz would be killing it.
Facts. All right, so let's hit the phone lines here.
Yeah,
I know the phone lines are blown up.
832?
All right, 832. We got Houston in the house.
A caller.
Yo, Fresh and Fit. What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
All right, just make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, we can, but you got to speak up a little bit and just ask your question quickly, bro, because we got a lot of people on the line. Go ahead. Or your comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about training females.
All right, go ahead.
So part of why that's important is because nowadays girls have way too much time because of, like, vacuum cleaners and washing machines. They don't have much to do at home, right? So part of training your girl, what you need to do is you got to give them tasks and things to do to keep them busy. Because the reason they are doing all this crazy shit right now, especially stay-at-home moms, because they have nothing to do. So when you talk about, because I've noticed when girls ask, what are we supposed to do if we can't go to the club or we can't be on Instagram? It's the man's duty that has to give them something to do to occupy their time. Because that's what's causing all this shit where these feminist moves and all this shit because they really got nothing to do. Because back in the day, they used to it used to take up all day to clean by hand, clean up the house by hand, all that stuff. Nowadays, because of all the technology that we get, their life is easy as fuck. So they really spend like really 10 hours a week working. So,
yeah, I mean, I would say just raising a kid, bro. Like, that should be what takes up most of their time. Not necessarily the fact that there's washing machines and dryers and stuff like that.
Give her kids.
That's why, and we tell y'all all the time, you have zero reason to get married unless you intend to have children, bro. Like, it's extremely foolish for you as a man to get married unless you're going to have kids. So, hey, shout out to our boy Dollar Cost Crypto. Nigga. $100. Shout out to Fresh and Fit Crypto, looking nice out here. Facts, bro.
Sheesh.
Facts. I took y'all advice and I bought Polkadot and I bought Solana. So yeah, and I bought a little bit of Shiba too. I know you're gonna be mad at me for that. That's my crypto coach, by the way, guys. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Those are the guys that we deal with when we go to when we need to make crypto investments, whatever. We're not professionals with it. We just listen to what him and Charlie says.
We know the experts.
Exactly. We hit up our experts before we buy. Shout out to Dollar Cost Crypto. Thank you, caller, for calling again. So who's up? Super chats or?
No.
And again, guys, just so you know, there's 4,000 plus of you guys in here. Please
like the video.
Like the video.
Sub to the channel.
It's a very serious topic.
We are 2K away from hitting 450K subs.
Okay.
Mark.
For what? 450 what?
450K subs.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, 2K away?
We're 448K. We are literally
lit.
2K away.
2,000 more subs, guys. So please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And remember, guys, if you want to be able to cut the line to get on the phone lines, go ahead and super chat whatever you want to super chat, and then Chris will put your four last of your phone number, and then Chris will put you at the top of the line.
Welcome, new member, Marks.
Hey, Marks, welcome to the Fresh and Fit fam, bro. And then we got Excuse My Back podcast. Look into Jin Kid. He set up spy gadgets in his house, caught his wife cheating, and rushed his home and deleted both of them. Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh
that,
shit.
That,
oh, yeah.
Nigga, don't do that.
Bro.
Yeah, you just guys, when you're if your girl's not acting right, you just leave. You don't sit there. You don't fight with her. You don't fucking put your hands on her. None of that shit. You just leave, guys.
I would have to, like, nothing happened. Came home, pat my shit, or pat her shit.
Yep.
Put it aside. Change the locks. Actually, no, I think that's illegal. Okay, so Scott's got
to change the locks. Well, it depends on the state that you live in.
Yeah. But I literally do it so smooth, she wouldn't even know what happened. Like, wait, why are you leaving? You know, things aren't going to work out.
Guys, the best way you can hurt a woman is by withdrawing your attention
and walk away
and moving away, moving on, bro. That's girls look for security, guys. If you want to hit a woman where it hurts, you retract that security that she used to have. All right? Because no girl wants to be on the street sucking and fucking random niggas. They just don't want to do it.
Yep.
They want to be able to have the security of a boyfriend. Why do you think, guys, girls want to live their life and get the best of both worlds? They want to be able to go to the club, be hoes, show their ass on Instagram, get DMs from people, you know, vet their options, but they still want to have a boyfriend at home that takes them to fucking Olive Garden on Sundays. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to have a boyfriend too.
And
they want to be able
dinner.
To do both.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that you don't allow her to double dip. You either, A, you're with me, and you're with me, cool, or
she belongs to the streets.
To the streets you shall return. But you don't let girls double dip, guys, and act like they're single while your dumbass is sitting back there like, oh, yeah, she's going to be my girlfriend. Oh, yeah, I know she's talking to 10 guys on Instagram with blue checks. I know she's going to L.A. next week. I know she's going to get flown out. It's okay. I accept it. Stupid.
And also, you shouldn't be living with your girl, bro. It should be separate. You should be living by your spot, her spot. So that way, you can bring your chicks over. And basically, I'm saying, like, bro, if you're living with you, bro, that's a dub.
And another thing, don't let these fucking chicks, guys, hit you with that womanese and try to shame you. Oh, you're controlling. Oh, you're toxic. Oh, small dick energy.
Maybe I am.
You know, oh, why are you so jealous? Blah, blah, fucking blah. No, man, I fucking respect myself. That's why I'm not letting you do this dumb shit and embarrass me.
Or if you want to do it, you can go over there.
Yeah.
I'm still over here.
Yeah.
Do what I got to do.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be out, you want to go
be,
out there and
you
want to
be with me? All right, cool. Bet. Here's the rules.
Yeah.
You follow the rules, leave town.
Yeah. Guys, never let a fucking bitch bully you into letting her adopt her whole mentality while you sit there as a dumbass boyfriend. Do not do that shit. I'm going to say that one more time, bro. Never let a fucking woman bully you into submission of thinking I'm going to run around and have my hot girl summer. I'm going to go to LA. I'm going to go to Vegas with the girls, whatever. And you should fucking accept that shit. If she wants to do that, that's fine. That's in her prerogative. But it's also within your prerogative to say, okay, we're no longer in a relationship. You get dick only. That's it.
Yo,
you've been demoted.
Do you know how many girls, bro?
Fuck out of here,
niggas,
man.
Niggas smashing, bro, with boyfriends at home, just waiting for them to come home. oh, baby, you out with the girls? Awesome. Nigga, she had the whole game dogged out, nigga.
Yeah,
what
man.
What you mean?
And you're bad, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo, do not let these fucking girls bully you guys,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
I can't tell you how many times guys call in, oh, well, my girl wants to do this. And, you know, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to be controlling.
I want to give her some
whatever.
Space.
You know, she says she wants space, blah, 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 all this other shit. Bruh! Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Huh? Don't let girls shame or bully you into being a pushover to allow her to be a slut, bro. If she wants to be single and do all this hot girl shit, fine, bro. She can go do it. But she's not going to do it with the title of your fucking name and embarrass you. All right? Put your fucking foot down and don't let these chicks do that shit to you guys. A lot of you guys let these girls go fucking run fucking wild because you don't want to be called insecure or toxic or misogynistic, blah, blah, blah.
Misogyny.
No, bitch, I'm not misogynistic. I'm realistic. I know I got to protect you from yourself and your whole tendencies of what these girls practice out here in the West. Okay? You want a relationship with me? Fine. There's fucking rules.
Yeah.
If you don't want a relationship, then to the streets you shall return where you can get dogged out by everybody else. But I'm not going to sit here and put cosign your wholeness as your fucking boyfriend. I have some goddamn dignity for myself. And all you niggas watching need to be the same goddamn way, bro. Don't let these girls bully you into a relationship. That's why I'm harping on this shit. A lot of you guys, oh, I'm not going to give you sex no more if you don't do this. No, 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 no. Okay. You know what? Fuck you. I just got a secret weapon. It's called an abundance mindset. I'm moving on to the next chick.
Bam.
Man, fuck out of here, bro. And guess what?
And that, my friend, is true freedom because at that point, okay, you want to act stupid? I bet you could act stupid over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be over here.
Yeah, man. Don't let girls bully you into shit, guys.
Yep.
Moby the Whale, $10. Yo, Myron, could you give us some quick game / tips and motivation to get out there and talk to these women tonight, Halloween weekend? Bro, just get out there and do it, man.
I mean, they're all going to be slept tonight, bro.
Here, I got you right
yo,
now.
Do it.
Yo, if there's any night to talk to girls, they're all in slutty outfits walking around. I mean, tonight's the night.
Yep. And, yo, for all you guys out there that are listening with a girl, she's out dressed like a hoe right now, and you're dumbass is sitting at home. Okay, I love her. She's going to come right back to me. I know she dressed as a sexy nurse, but she's going to come back and nurse me after. No, nigga, she's going to go nurse someone else.
Oh, babe, I'm going to a Halloween party. It's dark at night. It's 1 a.m. I'm like,
oh, sorry, my phone died.
Bruh, if you're not going with her, bro, that's a dub.
Yeah. Share this podcast with one of your friends that's out here getting bullied by their girl into letting her do stupid shit. Crash Bandicoot, knock $5. Oh, 55. Hey, guys, do you believe in stalking stages and should talking stages and should the female be loyal during said stage?
Bro.
What do you mean by talking?
He means like when you first meet a girl and you're vetting her, like in the 1 year period, just be loyal to have sex.
I hope you're like meeting up with her, bro.
With other people.
Because some dudes will sit there and like be texting a girl for months and shit.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more. On that. Pointless Fears. Pointless Fears became a YouTube member.
Thank you, bro.
All right, let's hit the next phone number.
Yep. We got 601.
Yeah, 601. Guys, when you call in, we can hear you. Just ask your question or your comment, and we'll move on to the next guy. And I know I'm harping on, you know, keeping girls accountable on that shit, but, yo, guys,
you got
I can't tell you how many dudes we know that let girls bully them, bro, into them, allowing them to do stupid shit.
Bro, when I was out here doing the whole nightlife, bro, dude, you don't make girls have, like, fiancés, husbands, boyfriends, they were like, the fuck? Why are you with us? It's
right.
Like crazy. What's up, caller?
Hey, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, this is my first time ever talking to y'all, bro. I just want to let y'all know, bro, y'all doing big things, and I really appreciate y'all, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, bro.
One of the things I want to let y'all know is before I started watching y'all, I was actually engaged, like, about a year ago, and something just didn't feel right in my gut, and bro, I just had to get out of this shit, and I'm so happy that I got out of this shit, bro, and then like soon after I got out of it, maybe like 4 months later, my partner put me on to y'all.
Okay,
and,
there you go.
Bro, it was like the best thing I could ever hear, and right now, bro, I'm really just working on myself. I got another job. I'm finna start investing in crypto. Like, bro, like, I'm just finna really just get on the ground, bro. I'm finna get in shape. I'm a fat piece of shit right now, but goddamn, I'm finna get this shit. I'm finna get this workout in for real.
Now that you're single, you got time to improve by yourself. Use it, bro.
Yeah, man. Get it done, bro.
Yeah.
Get it done. Thanks for calling into the show.
I just want. All right. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Later.
All right, bro.
All right. Who's up next?
We got 813.
All right, cool. 813.
You guys on
the show?
Guys, hello? We got a Halloween episode after this.
Yep.
We're costing the girls, so it's going to be lit.
All right, go ahead. Hello?
Hey, you. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
Good, bro.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on something that Myron said earlier. He was mentioning how a lot of the times, like, guys will tell something to a girl, and then they'll be used for something later. Like, they'll tell their girls to be used for entertainment or something like that online and on Twitter and stuff like that. Because I saw this thread on Reddit, I believe. They were like, why don't men open up to their girls? And a lot of the guys in the comments were saying that exact thing. Like, when they tell their girls a problem, like they lost their job or whatever the hell, after they break up, the girl goes on Twitter, oh, my ex, he wasn't shit, blah, 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 blah. You know, the typical shit. Yeah. So I just wanted to make note of that. That's some real shit.
Facts, bro. I mean, like, you guys got to remember that women are never going to tell you the uncomfortable truths about what really actually arouses them. They'll tell you what's attractive to them, but they're not going to tell you what arouses them. There's a big difference there. What they're attracted to is, oh, financial security, confidence, whatever. They're going to say the generic bullshit, but they're not going to tell you what actually gets their panties wet. And the thing that gets their panties wet is you not being a pussy telling them about your problems. And here's the other thing, too. Quite frankly, we brought plenty of girls on the show, bro. Women they're not equipped to handle your problems. If you cry in front of your girl, I promise you she's going to lose respect for you to some degree and or break up with you. It's just the way it is what it is, man. So, hey, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Next caller.
Hey, I appreciate you.
No worries, man. Thank you for calling into the show.
All right.
Guys, do us a quick favor, man. I'm looking right now. We only got 2.3K likes, bro. Guys, there's over 4,000 of you guys watching us live right now. Please do me a favor, bro. Hit that like button, man. We're giving you guys a lot of heat. I'm losing hair follicles right now screaming about Will Smith and Jada being a stupid bitch. Guys, please like the goddamn video, man.
And
okay?
Also, the chat is only on subs only because you guys are going crazy in the chat and the bots are there, so definitely subs only.
Yeah, guys, sub right now to the channel so you can go in the chat. We ain't going to charge you to obviously talk in the chat, but just please subscribe to the channel.
Yep.
Help your brothers out. Get us to 450K subs.
Okay, we got a 929.
929, welcome.
Let's go.
Yo, what's going on?
Go ahead.
What's up, bro?
Yo, what's good, yo? This is P. I'm from New York, yo. I just wanted to say, man, isn't that some true shit you talked about when niggas be in their emotions? But another thing I wanted to say is that, yo, when I'm out and about, and I'm just a regular guy, I ain't making too much money. A lot of the things that you be telling the girls that is crazy, I would never even pay for a lot of their shit. I know you say, yo, always cover the bill, but I'm a little looking above average. I don't even cover the bill. I don't pay one dime on it. I wouldn't advise anybody to go on the first date, even with a girl, unless he's already tapped in with her. So when I be seeing these girls ask for all these things, I'm like, damn, because I wouldn't even do 10% of that shit. So I just was like, what was your thoughts on that? Because I'm not, I refuse to pay a dime until I financially stable.
Hey, man, that's fine. I mean,
that's you, bro.
That's you. But I mean,
most guys, bro, like,
yeah, we say to pay not for the girl, bro. You got to remember, we always say you pay so you can assert dominance on a date and tell her what to do. So she ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's kind of like Pokemon. You know, when you have certain badges, chicks just come different. You know, if you only got a Pewter City badge, right, you only beat Brock, then you go and try to fight the Elite Four. They're going to look at you like, are you dumb? And they're going to just like destroy you. You're going to get washed. But if you got 8 badges, then you show up at the Elite Four, it's going to be a lot different. You know, you're going to have a fighting chance. So what I've always said is that the hotter the girl, the more Pokemon badges you need.
Yeah. And real talk, bro, like, all it is that you're going to a spot that you want to go to.
Yeah, that's all it is.
She's your company.
Your company.
So you're just covering her part of the bill. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to go where she wants to go. Nah, nigga.
You always take her somewhere cheap.
TJ Friday, I want to go there. She can come along, and that's it, bro.
Exactly.
Like,
you ain't taking her nowhere expensive, bro. Like, you're taking her somewhere
if you
cheap.
Broke,
you
should be honest for sure.
Yeah.
I'm
but, hey, if you're able to finesse these chicks,
go for it.
But if you're able to finesse these chicks and go out on dates and you don't pay, that's fine. But here's the reality, though. I know for a fact that you're spending time talking to them. You're probably texting them for days or weeks at a time, building up that rapport, getting on FaceTime calls. Like, I know you – because if you don't pay up front, but the girl's paying for the date, then I know you had to pay in other ways, whether it was your time or whatever. Like, girls are always going to get their pound of flesh from you somehow, bro. It is what it is, unless you're, like, you know, like an A-list celeb where you can just, like, show up and she's going to fuck you. But if you're a regular nigga, like, you're going to have to do something, whether it's pay for the date, whether it's
like the Uber ride, like the Uber ride. Like, if I go out, I chop it up, I'll buy a drink, and then I'll pay for the Uber and her food, and then I can get the fuck out the next morning.
Yeah. Hey, man, do whatever works for you, bro.
Fact.
I mean, like I said, like, if you could, always get away. Give the least that's required, bro. So if you're doing it like that, fuck it. I ain't going to tell you to change nothing. Or if it's not broke, don't fix it.
All right, cool. Good. Yes. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Colin.
I think we have some super chats. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Pat14K from down under in the house. Hey, shout out to Australia.
Australia.
Currently on forced leave holiday / long service due to no jab, no job. Been enjoying your content. Keep up the facts. Merch 304 for Jada. Facts,
merch,
bro. Can y'all talk about the topic on the after hours, if that's possible? $5, Jibo Sauscott. Okay. We don't have – I think Fresh might have a topic. I don't know. Andrew JP 34. Look at Johnny Depp. Had all the receipts and witness. Yeah, true. Heard had anecdotal evidence with major holes. She still won. Yeah, bro. It's crazy, right? She literally was beating the fuck out of this nigga, and he was recording it, and they and he still lost. Yo, it's tough. It's tough.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's his fault, too, because he should have just dipped.
Yeah, he should have left.
He stayed there.
Yeah, I don't know why he kept hanging out with that chick.
Bro, that chick's hitting on me, bro. Oh, I'm gone, ho.
But the damage is done. She probably ain't going to get another Hollywood role after that shit, though.
True.
It's $5 for MC Myron. We had Chad Tyrone and may I propose Miguel. Okay.
Miguel.
Myron, how do I get better at public speaking? I don't stutter, but would like to be more smooth and congruent. $5, Sean Muhammad. Practice, my friend. $10, Jason, Jashawn Harris. Last 41261, first super chat. Support your favorite YouTubers. You inspire the shit out of me. Hope to film you guys one day. Thank you so much, Sean Harris.
Thanks, bro.
Phone line. Okay, we got 3443. Okay, so Chris is going to make a note of that. Jin Kid is the guy that does Scarface and John Wick impressions. Big on TikTok and IG. Shout out to Chris. Okay, that's from Set Nation.
Is he the one that did Six Nine as well?
I don't know. Marks, former Ninja Watcher, new sub. Thanks for all you guys do. True goats. Much love. Thank you so much. And guys, if y'all really, really love us, bro, please like the video, man. If you can't donate a super chat, it's completely fine. We do this for y'all for free. Just like the video and subscribe
and
to the channel.
And if you really,
that really helps
if
us.
You really mess with us, sub to the channel.
Yeah, sub to the channel, man.
Because we're going
to
have a 500K party whenever we hit that mark. It's going to be lit in Miami, bro.
It's going to be litty.
Yep.
Moby the Whale. Yo, Myron, could you give us some quick game / tips motivation to get out? Oh, no, we read that one already. Yeah, just get out there and do it, bro. We shot LaBeouf now.
You might have to refresh because that one we did already.
Hey, guys, do you believe in – oh, okay, yeah. All
right.
Okay, let's hit – what was it, 3433, I think, on the phone lines?
No, he's not hearing more, but it's 47.
Okay, 347?
No, 47.
407? Okay.
You?
Yo, what up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this what up, bro? I fuck with y'all though, for real. But on the topic, I don't think he's part of the black community anymore. He just embarrassing us out here. Just let her run over him. And I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But about the Tupac situation, it turns out like basically she was fucking with him, but like he basically friend zoned her. So that's basically how that situation happened. So she's still fucking with him.
He friend zoned her because he knew that she was a slut, bro.
Bam.
Oh yeah. You know, remember the friend zone for a man is like just smashing a girl and not taking her serious. The friend zone for a woman is getting free attention and resources without smashing. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah, he even tried. He tried, but he just couldn't do it. He's just like, nah, I ain't really fucking with her like that.
Yeah, because he probably knew that she was, like, taking Will kind of serious and still doing that hoe shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, guys that are good with girls, man, they just start to kind of – they get Spider-Man used to get the Spidey sense. When you start to get good with girls, you get, like, the thought sense. Like, shit starts tingling. You're like, oh, what the hell? Like,
bro.
Like, oh, this girl.
If you got a man, are you with me? Ain't no way I'm taking you serious. Because you can do the same thing to me. So there's no way in hell I'm going to take you serious. Hell no.
All right, caller.
Yeah, he was just entertaining at this point. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be smashed, bro.
And guys, quick break here as well. We're doing a giveaway for you guys. I know we got a lot of people in here. Guys, we're giving away a brand new PS5. Also, headphones engraved with FNF. And also,
AirPod Pros.
Brand new Rolex 2021 date just for you guys. Because guess what? We appreciate y'all. And we want to hit 500K as well and a million subscribers on the platform. So we're giving back to our subs. And here's the rules here down below.
Yeah, guys, fsfearbomb.com. Just go to the website. Link is below. Help us get to 1 million subscribers. That's our goal. And we hit 1 million. I promise I got a big surprise for you guys. You only got to do two things. Go ahead and put your name, email, phone number in there. You're going to get a special URL. When you get that special URL, you share that URL with your friends. You're already watching the channel anyway and sharing it with your friends. So give them your URL so you get points for it. They're going to subscribe to Fresh Fit Clips,
yep.
And then bang, you automatically get enrolled into the contest, and you can get a shout-out live on air with 5. Chris, can you scroll?
Yep.
10 referrals, personal thank you, 25 referrals, FaceTime call, 50 referrals, stay over there, T-shirt, 100 referrals, AirPod Pro, sweepstakes, 500 referrals, PS5, sweepstakes, 1,000 referrals, trip to Miami to meet us in studio, second place, 1K cash prize, and everything else that came with that, and then the first place is the Rolex. If you guys want the Rolex, though, $15,000, two-tone, date just, 2021.
Yep.
You guys got to get on Identity IQ, which we'll put the link in there. Our sponsor. It's only $1 to enroll. Enroll in that, plus enroll in fsbeerbomb.com. Two separate things, by the way. And then, bang, you're automatically entered in to win the Rolex. And that's actually going to increase your chances because, let's be honest, a lot of guys are not going to enroll in Identity IQ. So if you enroll in Identity IQ, you now have an exclusive advantage to get the Rolex. And you can only get the Rolex by getting in with Identity IQ for only $1.
And look, if y'all don't play, I'm going to just keep it. PS5 is mine.
Yeah, fair enough. Deshaun Harris, call not going through, but thanks for all you guys do. I tagged you guys in IG story yesterday on Dream Collab. That'd be dope to see Pushman Mitch killing the Turo biz with exotics. He said he's down. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Not my regrets. What do you think of the idea of home record laws as a counter to divorce court? Basically, the idea of suing the lover's affair partner for damages. Man, that ain't happening, bro.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic, but that's never going to fucking happen. Robert Moreno, $5. Shout out to the FNF fam. Thank you so much. And then $2. If you want Bumble, you a Dumble. Okay.
I wanted to say that.
And
okay.
Yeah, Deshaun Harris, we'll do some research on your buddy. Have him hit us up.
So we'll do two more calls, and it could be girls downstairs as well. And another
already?
Show.
No, they're supposed to be here at 9:30.
Chris.
Yep. 9:30.
We got some time.
So then, why you told me?
No, I said we got a lot of two cars. 30 minutes.
What?
We go. Yeah, keep going. Go okay, pull up the next one.
5:10.
5:10. What's up, bro?
Hello.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Welcome to the show, man.
All right, what's good with it, man? This is your boy EBH. Man, you know, with being red pill aware, we know these women know what they're doing. Jada knew that Will is a beta, although that's why our feelings is hurt, because we thinking he alpha because of the roles he played. But she knew that he was beta. That's why she keep doing this. And I think another reason is because, you know, like Pac alpha widowed her. What you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, what it comes down to is, like I said before, like her doing that stupid table talk last year and her embarrassing him, that's a culmination of decades of disrespect, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman doesn't like, you best believe, if you're in a mall somewhere and you see, like, a girl beating on her boyfriend or her husband, you guys got to, like, that's been years in the making. Like, she's been doing shit that led up to that. And a chick ain't just going to hit you unless she sees you in a certain light where she knows that she can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Women are actually very risk-averse, if you guys really think about it. They're very risk-averse because they're the weaker gender. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to take they're not as risk-tolerant as we are. So if a chick is smacking you, you best believe in her mind, she knows more than likely you're not going to retaliate because you haven't punished her in her past for her bad behavior. You know? So Will, Jada's bad behavior right now is a culmination of Will Smith's inability to correct said bad behavior for decades. We're just finally seeing it now.
Do you think she would have done that to Tupac?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Right,
so
how y'all doing, man? Hey, I'm proud of y'all for the bounce back, man. That's a real test of a man to take some aversion and bounce back, man. I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate it, man. We bounce back because we got real ones like y'all supporting us. So thank you so much.
For real.
Yeah, man. The real ninjas in the house. Shout out to the FNF fam. We love you guys. All right. So who's up next, Chris?
Yes, we got 216.
All right, 216, you in the house. Yeah, fresh exactly. Jing,
hello?
Jing did the scarf. Okay, yeah, that's who it is.
Hello?
Yeah, pull up that super chat real quick. Yeah, go ahead, caller. You're on there.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, man? Shout out my Sudanese boy, Myron.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with it? The only comment I really wanted to make was, like, I mean, we all peep what's going on in America with this feminism, you know, and all this bullshit, so.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to say shout out to y'all niggas because, you know, it's kind of fucked up right now, especially for the younger generation. Like, my fault, y'all got done working out, but, like, it's fucked up, especially for the younger guys because, man, like, we get, like, I feel like, I don't know, not, I wouldn't say worthless, but it's just, like, sometimes, bro, these hoes be looking at us like we not shit. Like, they only look at older niggas because, like, you know, most young niggas, like, you know, it don't matter, like, how much, like, drive you got, you know, you can't just automatically get hella bread, you feel me? Like, I don't know, bro, like.
I think I know what you're trying to say, bro. It's what I say all the time. If you take an average woman and you take an average man, that average chick is not going to respect that average man, bro. That's just the world that we live in now. You know, and you can thank media and Instagram for fucking that one up, because what's happened is that now that we live in a deregulated sexual marketplace where average women now have easy access to high-value men, average women have an inflated sense of self-worth, and therefore they look at average men as not worthy. That's what happened, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I would say, caller, just take what you can get right now.
Yeah.
Work on yourself because, you know, it's not enrolled.
I do all right for myself. I make, like, probably, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, maybe, like, $30,000, $35,000 a year. That's not – I just turned 21, so – but I'm rich. I mean, I'm in shape, so that's good. I'm glad I got that going for me. My comment was just going to be to, like, any guys out there facing depression or anything, thinking, like, they're not good enough for these women or anything. Like, these women aren't virtuous. Like, these aren't good women. I mean, they're good women, but they're not at their best. So don't feel left out. Don't feel lonely. You feel me? Just keep working on yourself. And, I saw you guys' NOPEP shit. And ever since I've been doing that, like, bro, I'm, like, 180, 510, solid now. So I appreciate y'all niggas, for real.
Dedicate is not rich.
America back to masculine America and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Caller, 30K is not rich. Okay? Just so you know.
So what?
30K is not rich.
Oh, no, I didn't say I was rich. I'm definitely not rich, boy.
He said he's ripped.
He's ripped?
He said he's
ripped. Ripped, like in shape.
He's in good shape. He's in good shape. Yeah, bro, I mean, you're 21 years old, bro, and, you know, you make a 30K a year. That's not bad for a guy your age, bro. A lot of guys your age aren't even employed. So keep working, man. Keep taking care of yourself in the gym. Work your way up, make more money, and you'll be good, my man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
That's a success, my friend. You're better off than a lot of other 21-year-olds, and you're RP aware. So that right there in itself is worth its weight in gold.
Keep going, bro. You got this.
All right, Colin.
Hell yeah.
I
appreciate y'all, family.
All right, man. Peace.
Did you want to finish this one,
though? Okay, yeah. Scent Nation. Yeah, Fresh, exactly. Jin Kid did the Scarface meets 6ix9ine impression. Look into it if you have time. It's trending. Much respect.
Yeah.
We'll check it out.
I saw it.
Oh, you did see it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then we got ML Carr Hector, $5. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
613.
All right, 613, you're on there, bro. Throw your question or your comment right away.
Going once? Going twice?
Sold to the next caller.
808.
808 and Heartbreaks. What's up?
Hey, what's good, Myron?
What's up, man?
Hey, bro, I'm just chilling, driving home from work. I got an important question for y'all.
Sure.
So, you know, I've been through that heartbreak and shit, right? And after that, it's been really difficult for me to, like, you know, feel those emotions of love and shit. You know, like, I try. I don't know if it's normal or something. You know, this is what's supposed to happen. But it sucks, man, because I don't feel those emotions anymore, you know?
You don't feel emotions for what, though?
Like love. Like, I don't feel like, you know, talking to girls or anything. Like, I feel like it's going to waste my time. I should, like, focus on myself and build my career. I don't get those emotions of, like, love. Like, you know, like, I don't know, like, how to say this, but you know, like, how you know, like, when you're in love and stuff, like, when you see a pretty girl, you're like, oh, damn, I have to, like, talk to her or I like her or, those emotions are gone after being my heartbroken, bro. Is that normal or, like, is that from taking the RP?
You just need to take some time and work on yourself, bro. That's really what it comes down to, you know, because we did a whole podcast on Red Pill Rage. And basically, long story short is, bro, you're never going to get true fulfillment from a woman. You're only going to get true fulfillment from your own successes and your own accomplishments, you know? Men are designed to create things. That's why the world that we live in nowadays, the nice cameras that we got, you know, this fucking table, all this stuff, everything is man-made and created by men for a reason. Women don't really create shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it all the way 1,000. It's only like, what, two big inventors were women? The rest were men? So men are designed to create, bro. So, and when you're not creating, that's where the depression comes from a lot of the times. Or if you're looking to get that validation from women, that's also going to be extremely fleeting because women change like the wind, bro. Like their emotions change. One day she could like you, one day she doesn't. They're extremely fickle and flaky creatures. Their emotions change day to day. So you can't stake your happiness on a creature that can't even tell you what the fuck they want to eat for lunch, bro. All right? Your happiness is going to come from your own personal fulfillment, from your own accomplishments, because no one can give it to you and no one can take it away from you. Period. And then you bring a woman in to share those accomplishments with you. You know what I'm saying? And then as soon as she starts to not fulfill her role anymore, you kick that bitch to the curb like Leonidas in 300. Cool?
Yeah, but I understand, but that's the point, bro. Like, I'm like that right now. It's just I don't think I can love, like, that emotion of, like, loving another, like, you know, like a female.
You're going to get over it, bro.
That's gone.
You're going to get over it. Trust me. It's just that you got down bad because of a girl made you take the RP. You're probably experiencing a little bit of red pill rage, or you're going to experience it in the future. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? Use that callousness that you have right now as motivation to work harder and get improve yourself.
Yeah. The good thing is I didn't get any rage, or I didn't have any hatred or anything. It's just like I just became numb. That's it, bro. But I appreciate
that's
your
even better
thing, though.
All right, man.
I appreciate
even
you,
better.
You'll be fine, bro.
Love you, bro.
All right, man. Peace. Thank you so much for the support.
So there's a theory, right? And Academics brought this up in his podcast on Twitch. He was like, yo, so there's always that one girl that a guy meets, and she, like, just does it for him. She might not be the baddest. She might not be the thickest or whatever, but, like, there's always that one girl. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys have met that one girl already. You fell for her. You let things slide. Things happen to you. Question for you, Myron.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe there's that one girl that every guy meets that's like, you know what? Damn. She's the one, and at this point, whatever she does, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I think every guy goes through that where they have a girl that they just, like, they basically, she's like the... She's kind of like, yeah, she's the one that teaches them female nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They were blind to it before, and then, like, they wake up and they realize, and they're able to connect the dots and realize, oh, she did that. Oh, damn, she did that. I didn't know that back then, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it makes them a little bit wiser. But there's always that one girl that fucks somebody up and, like, makes them understand the real, you know, the unfortunate realities of female nature. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, women are callous, bro. Like, when it comes to... Like, y'all think men are cold-hearted? No, bro. Women are way more cold-hearted.
They're the real cold ones.
Because they live opportunistically. We love idealistically. That's the difference. Like, a man, when he loves a woman, he loves her for real.
Mm-hmm.
A woman only loves you under the premise that you provide some value to her and, more importantly, her children, bro. And you can't take it personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, women are not designed to be loyal creatures. Like, when Chris Brown said, these hoes ain't loyal, nigga was right. Because for a woman to be loyal to you, it goes against her own biological safety. Say that one more time. Slow it down. I just dissed you. A lot of you niggas out here are fucking lover boys thinking like girls are going to love you for real. No. Women can't love you for real because it goes against their own biological ability to protect and preserve themselves and their children. Women need to be able to quickly monkey branch onto the next best thing. If a bunch of invaders come in and kill all the men, what happens? They need to be able to quickly acclimate to the new situation and the new conquerors and have children with them so that they can continue to themselves and propagate society. Women are designed by default to align themselves with the best, the brightest, and the strongest. It is the way it is. That's why only 40% of men have procreated since the beginning of time, whereas like almost 100% of women have procreated. They pick the best, and they don't give a fuck about your feelings. And I need you guys to operate the same way. Fuck them. Work on yourself, and a byproduct of your success is the women. Do not sit here and think, oh, girls are going to love me for me. Oh, she really loves me. No.
Stupid.
She loves you for what you provide, and that's okay. But women are inherently incapable of loving you the way that you want to be loved, which is idealistically. They always love you under brittle flaw. Now, you provide some kind of value to them and their offspring, and it's completely okay.
I just find it funny. If Eve wasn't loyal to Adam, what makes you think your girl's going to be loyal to you? I just find that funny as hell. But
stupid.
There you go.
All right. Next caller? Or do we have chats?
No, we got 678.
Okay, 678.
What's up, caller?
I really enjoy these calls. I was talking to you guys. What's up, man? Oh, Salone Wolf, we see you. 25.
Can you hear me?
We're going to get you coming. Yeah, we can hear you. And, yo, guys, please do me a favor. Like the video. There's only 2,900 likes, bro, and there's like 3,600 of you guys watching right now. Go ahead, bro. We got you.
Man. A couple of things, man. The first thing is, you guys, you're a huge inspiration, and you saved my life, man. So a couple of months ago, I was humiliated on the Kevin Samuels show. I called in, did the little Zoom thing or whatever, and he gaslighted me, didn't really allow me to finish my point, and then people took, like, what I was saying out of context, and I went viral, and I wasn't able to really like clear anything up because I didn't have a platform to speak or anything like that. And I saw that you guys kind of went through something similar after that, back when you had that whole album Preach deal, and around the time where I thought about suiciding, you guys fought through what you fought through, and it inspired me to keep going, man. And I'm saving up enough cash to take some boot camps with Owen, man. So I'm looking to turn around with that. And I just want to say, keep going. Like, if you haven't, if you wake up and you feel like, man, like, what the fuck am I doing this for? Are we actually even helping anybody? I'm telling you, you guys helped me, man. So thank you so much for showing me that you can get fucking dragged by the internet and then make a difference, man. Like that 5 hour special that you guys did really showed me something, man. And the second thing is the only reason that you think Naruto is trash is because you haven't watched it. You actually watched the fucking show.
I'm like, God,
if you watch the fucking show. If you watch that shit, bro, you'll enjoy that shit, bro. So like, actually watch the anime, man.
Yeah, you're fucking awesome, bro.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
No, it's Lone Wolf, man.
Well,
oh, sorry. Oh,
my name's Ishmael.
Ishmael. All right, man. I'll check out an episode for you, bro.
Yay!
Hey, yo, yeah. Yo, dude. Thanks for calling in the show, man. Mm-hmm. Those words mean a lot, bro. Because you know we were going through it. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that was going through it 2 months ago or been going through it before. Like, yeah, bro, and there's a lot of shit that behind the scenes I didn't tell y'all about what was going on with us and shit like that. But, you know, getting the, you know, you guys DMing us all the time or sending us messages saying, like, bro, don't ever stop what y'all doing. Like, you know, let the fucking haters hate, but they're not providing as much value as you guys do. Because, you know, guys, we make our own original content. We're here to help you guys out. You know, we answer questions, everything. We want to help guys, man. We're not here to fucking, like, do drama and all this extra stupid shit, bro. So
yeah, we take L's. We're human, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So for you guys to support us through the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, and we're still here, you know, we surpassed where we were before, actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you don't kill a Saiyan, what happens? And he survives, he becomes stronger for the next battle, right? So that's kind of what happened with us, man. So thank you so much for that support, bro. I'm glad that you're here with us. You know, shout out to Owen Cook. You know, do the coaching with him. He's a good guy. And yeah, bro.
Yo, Ishmael, we came back, like Madara, and destroyed the Leaf Village, bro.
There you go, man.
Boom.
So, Ishmael, thank you for the words of encouragement, my friend. And yeah, dude, cherish your life and don't do anything to yourself, man. Keep rocking, all right?
And all the Hokages as well. There you go.
All right, we got 337.
Cool.
Probably last two callers, and then we got a show.
All right, go ahead.
337.
Okay. So I had a question for you, Fresh and Fit. So I'm finding trouble with telling girls that they would have to share me sexually if they wanted a serious relationship with me. And when I say having trouble, I mean that on a sense of them not agreeing to it. And I don't know if it's because I'm too young. Like, I'm 20, by the way. Money isn't the problem. So I don't know if it's because, well, I'm definitely attractive enough with the money. I'm fit. Nice house, nice car. So I'm not sure what's the problem. Like, am I going about it wrong? Is the question.
You tell them your age, bro?
Huh?
You tell them your age?
Am I telling them? Yeah, they know I'm 20. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, here's the thing, bro.
I'm talking to people like, my age.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, bro, is that you're young, man. So, like, even though you might have money, you got a nice car, whatever, like, they're not, like, it's not believable. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you tell a girl, no, I'm going to do my thing, whatever, because you're 20 years old. So, like, girls aren't going to necessarily take you serious or respect you when you say something bold like that, because you don't necessarily have the life experience to be able to tell a chick that shit. You know what I'm saying? They're going to think, like, yo, you're my age. Nigga, like, who do you think you are? And then the other thing you got to understand, too, is that younger women are delusional as fuck. Like, they think that, you know, they're sugar and spice and everything nice, and they think that they should be able to get a high-value guy all to themselves. So you come in as a 20-year-old guy, she ain't going to take you serious, whereas someone that's 35 years old will tell her, no, this is the way it is, and she's going to be more apt to respect that because he's older.
Bro, the younger you are, the more action you got to show. The less talking, more action, bro. And here's the funny part, right? At your age, bro, if you do activities that you – let's say, like, you go to parties, you go to different events, most older dudes are not going to do that shit. So that's your chance to really shine there. Show them that, yo, you're the man in that environment. But to talk about it, bro, you need to do way more action, bro. Like, dude, when I was your age, bro, like, I was just in the moment, in the vibe, feel me, like, doing what I got to do with a chick in that moment to smash. I wasn't, like, talking, like, a big game, whatever. So I would just say more action, bro.
And the other thing, too, bro, is, like, you got to be clear. You got to be, like, you got to be intelligent about what girls you tell that, bro. If it's just a plate that you're smashing on a fucking Saturday, you know, once or twice a month, like, really, you don't got to tell her that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
you tell
no.
girl that you actually give a shit about, that you actually
want
to keep it. You only tell girls that, like, that you want to keep in the rotation that you actually give a shit about.
I'm not out here. I'm not actually looking for a girlfriend, but when I see potential in certain girls,
A girl you want to keep in a harem, you know what I'm saying? You tell her that, but, like, you don't want to do that with, like, just girls that, like, you're casually seeing here and there, bro. Like, because what's going to happen is she's gonna write you off as a fuckboy and not want to fuck with you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you kind of have to ease into a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And also
yeah.
your age.
I appreciate
your age might hurt you. They're not going to take you serious.
Focus on yourself for now, bro. At least.
In other words, you're not experienced enough as a Pokemon trainer to be able to say that type of shit yet. You only got one badge, my friend. Cool?
All right, Cole.
All right, peace.
All right, man.
All right, who's next? Yeah, no worries, dude. Yo, guys, do me a quick favor, bro. There's 3,800 of you guys in here right now, and we only got 3.1K likes. Can you guys get us to at least 3,500? Just like the video, bro. Just hit that goddamn like button.
Sub to the channel.
Because, guys, right now, and I'll tell you guys right now why we're pushing so hard on likes. I'm going to be 100% transparent with you. Every YouTuber right now is down on views. It's like a fucking viewdemic going on right now.
Yeah.
So to really get pushed in the algorithm, to keep us competitive, we got to get the likes up right now. We're doing great with views and everything else like that.
Quarter.
But it helps a lot, guys, when it comes with the algorithm to get the channel pushed so more guys can get this message. Because I'll tell y'all right now, ain't nobody else in the sphere giving as much value as we are. Like, I'm not saying that to talk shit, but like, oh, we're the fucking best. I do think we're the best. But that's me being, confident, and I really do think we bring the best product and we work really hard. All I'm asking for, guys, is just like the video so that we can get pushed in the algorithm so your friend can find this, so another guy can find this and keep themselves from, like, hurting themselves, bro. Because, like, as y'all can see, we got guys calling in saying I was going to self-delete, but they didn't do it, and they're still here with us.
Yo, and we got a fire show after this one, so, guys, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, man. So, guys, just like the video, bro, please. Just do us a favor. Even if you're a ninja watcher with your fucking, ninja mask on right now, please like the video.
Cruise Control Cinema.
Myron and Fresh, will you cover the broken heart syndrome? I saw an article where it's becoming more common in older women.
We can.
Yeah, maybe next week on our Womanizer Wednesday. And then $10. Most men run towards illusion. Most women run from reality. It's a part of the programming. Will is in the perfect position to become the king of a reformed Sims. Will needs to drop Jada expeditiously. Bro, he needs to, but he can't do it, bro. I'll tell you, he can't do it. He's going to face so much backlash for getting rid of her, bro, even though she's in the wrong. But that's the crazy world we live in where, like, even if a woman's in the wrong and she does a bunch of dumb shit and embarrasses you, if you were to drop her, they're going to say, oh, he wasn't man enough to deal with her. Oh, he wasn't man enough to whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like I tell you all the time, that's the tactic, man. They're going to shame you into some kind of submission.
Yo.
Oh, you're not man enough. Oh, you're not strong enough. Oh, she just needed more attention, blah, blah, blah. Like, and this is what I'm telling y'all, man. Like, you got to do what's best for you.
Yo, Will is trapped in Hollywood life, bro. He's literally trapped. Like,
yeah, facts.
I don't see there's a way he can get out of this without being gravely hurt of his image and his, like, status, bro.
Yeah.
Even if he divorces her.
If he divorces her, there's
money.
They're going to come after him.
Deals.
Facts.
It's like, yo, like, he's stuck. So, Broker S3, $80. Active duty, passive income. Keep it up. Great message. Thank you,
Boom.
Bro.
Thank you so much. All right, so let's hit the next caller.
Last one, 949.
All right.
949, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Yeah. Well, Jada clearly doesn't understand that men age like wine and women age like milk. So she's doing all this rah, 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 all this, tirades. But all Will really has to do is change his mindset and realize that he's the one that's actually in the top on the top of the totem pole here. Because Jada would not be Jada without Will, because she wasn't really a good actor to begin with.
Fact.
So when Will could at least change his dynamic, if he were to get more roles, like a little bit more roles and get into movies, she would actually see him more valuable, and then she'll try to at least calm down with all those comments. But –
Nah, bro,
I mean,
it's too far gone. I'm going to respectfully disagree with you on that one, bro. Like, no, there's no repairing this. Because the thing is with a woman, bro, it's like glass. Once you break, once you drop, like, let's say you drop a glass cup and it shatters, right? You
mm-hmm.
can tape it back up,
yeah.
right? You can tape that glass back up and pour water in it. But guess what's going to happen? It's always going to leak. It's never going to be able to hold the water the same level it did prior. So once a woman's respect is gone, bro, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? So He needs to kick her to the curb. But the thing is that he's in a weird situation because there's a lot of money involved. If he kicks her to the curb, he's going to get divorced. Great. And then also it's going to hurt his image because we know in Hollywood and in general, when you're a social media influencer or you're an actor or whatever, having a family helps you secure the bag. That's why so many actors, actors, whatever, they tolerate the bullshit from their wife because they know being a family is going to keep things more profitable. It's you're far more marketable as an entity if you're a family man versus being a single guy. Less risk.
Yeah. And going with that, I was kind of like explaining like Will can kind of play on her hypergamy, that the more he's out there, the more he's increasing his wealth, that Jada, even though, yeah, it's kind of done and, you know, already dead, she will still try to at least keep him around, at least, you know, tame herself a little bit. The respect is gone. But if she sees Will doing more things, going out more and, you know, getting his, you know, wealth up, she'll at least, you know, reconsider certain comments that she says. But, yeah, it's already gone. But, yeah, Will's at the top of the totem pole right now. So, yeah.
Bro. Nah, he is, bro. But it's I mean.
Ain't nothing he can do regarding that,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, bro, like, Jada should be dead to Will at this point. Like, she's pretty much at this point a liability. You know what I'm saying? She's a huge liability. But the thing that sucks is that he's tied to her, man.
Yeah.
Like, to get rid of her would hurt probably more than the bullshit that she's doing now.
Family, the kids, the relationship, the business.
And she gonna come for his neck financially, too, if he divorces her.
But all right, caller.
All right, caller. Thank you for calling in, man. Great view on it. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Nothing wrong with a few healthy disagreements here or there. Guys, do us a quick favor, man. Please like the video.
And guys, don't forget, we're dropping as well Games on Demand. November 1st,
yes,
the best and most intensive Instagram course in the world for business, marketing, getting girls around the world. It's insane, guys. So check it out. And the link is down below for the waiting list.
Yes, yes. Click the link below, guys. Get on the list. You're going to save $100 when you do that. Okay, super chats real quick. Hassan, I'll watch this from the beginning when I'm at the gym. Just here to support the boys when y'all are live. Hey, Chris is top tier with the comments merch.
Thanks
so much, Hassan.
Merch. Cool.
Appreciate it.
Merch gang.
Are we caught up?
Yeah, we caught up.
All right, cool. Guys, we got some ladies downstairs, man. We went a little bit longer. We're going to have a Halloween show here, 30 minutes, 40?